glory and rejoicing in the post office was testing him, because he had read the Nazi literature that the Jews were barbarian and everything. He proved to him he had purposely given an extra change in order to see whether the Nazi literature was true or not. And every time the Jews would give back the extra change, but he saw that it was all a lie, and he personally then joined, saved the lives of several Jews in the community. When the Nazis came here to Mount, so yes, if Yankee Hamanetsky, years later, in America, how did he have to walk up traders to know that he was going to save everybody's lives? And if you give back the extra change, he says, what do you mean walk up traders? You get extra change.
What if he get it from the Philippines, which like today, I got put on a tour and came back and started out.
Telephone company did a shoot for Jews.
So when will you give it back to him? You made him a check? You don't take it, just somebody else will take it. I want to call the telephone company and told them that you make some kind of system there, that after a while they should be able to clear it. You know, after 10 minutes or so, they should open up a thing that should call them.
They do.
Last week we learned the Gemara Yud Aleph on the base. We started learning some of the Yidim Abiyuchas. Maybe we'll continue a little more in the Gemara, and then we'll learn the long sentences on another day. The Gemara continues. My Mevarim. Gemara said earlier that you have to recite. You have to recite Abiyuchas Atzeret before you learn. If you wake up early in the morning and you want to learn before davening, even after davening early, you have to recite Abiyuchas Atzeret. Thank you, Gemara. By the way, what exactly is the nusach of the bracha of Abiyuchas Atzeret? Amar Abiyuchas Atzeret, Abiyuchas Atzeret, the name of Shmuel, the following nusach. Asher ki deshanu, the mitzvah itzav, the tivanu, ma'asar, the divrei Torah.
Okay.
Abiyuchas Atzeret, Bahachi, Rabbi Yochanan concludes in the following fashion, he adds on to what Shmuel says, Lazik de Reser, he adds on, Harazma Hashem Rakim de Sidis Arosh, we should make the Torah pleasant, the Sinu, in our mouth, we should enjoy learning Torah. Last time we should learn as a misery. Sometimes you have to do a mitzvah and you don't enjoy it. No, we should talk to enjoy learning Torah. That's a chelik and a mitzvah, that it should be pleasant and sweet. All the Jewish people should learn Torah, not that I should be going on. Everybody should learn Torah, everybody should enjoy it. And here, Nachna, the Tatarena, the Tatari, Amcha, Beis Yisrael, and all of our descendants, and all the descendants of Oka, Ar Yisrael, Kavani, Yad Yishmecha, by learning Torah, we should learn to find out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like. As we mentioned, the Gemara later derived from a pasuk that one is required to be recite because of Torah. The pasuk says, Yishem Hashem Ekro, Baruch Hu Godol Elokeinu. What do you mean, Yishem Hashem Ekro, when I learned Torah? How is that Yishem Hashem Ekro? Because Torah is called Mosh Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like. It also, we said, right, we learn out many things from that pasuk. So one of the things you learn out is that whenever anybody mentions the Shem HaMeforash, you have to give praise. You have to say, Baruch Shem HaMeforash, you have to kneel on the floor. And you also learn out that when one is about to learn Torah, he should recite Birchas HaTorah. How is that the Shem HaShem Echo? Because learning Torah is finding out what Shem HaShem is like. Torah is a description of Elokut. So that's why when we recite this bracha, we say let the Torah be pleasant in our, let it be pleasant in our mouth. And all of us and our descendants, and all the descendants of Klal Yisrael, should all become Yodei Shemecho. We should all know the name of Hashem. We should know what the essence of our Klal Yisrael is like. We should succeed in learning Torah and get a picture of Lakus to understand what our Klal Yisrael is like. We should all become Yotzi Sarasech. We have the beauty of Yotzi Sarasech of Lishma. Shalom Tarah Lishma. Baruch Atah Hashem Hamlam in Tereva the Amo Yisrael. So we show him a bothered with a kasha on this piece of Gemara. On the left side, on the top, they tell you to look in the Tereva. In Ksubis, in the Tereva, Zaf Nem Vav, the Kamon, in the Tereva, in Sochem, Zaf Kuvdali. With all the Tereva, you're still going to be missing. If you work hard, you'll figure it out. If you don't want to work so hard, you look in the place of a rush. And that man's off. He spells that in the foolish. The reason I like you is the Rabbi Natan and the Rajbam. They were brothers. Rajbam was the older brother. Natan was the younger. There was a machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Rajbam. Well, one of the many machlokes they had was regarding bracha hasmukha lachavitav. Morris says a mem vogam and alef, and whenever a person recites the bracha, three lines from the bottom. You might quote the bracha. The kol ha-bracha tshuva, whenever a person recites the bracha, you have to begin with the words Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMelech, you have to have Shem, you have to have Malchus, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMelech, but you have to start off Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMelech. Once in a while we have a bracha that does not begin with the phrase Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMelech. For example, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, so the second bracha starts, Ta'atok Gibor V'Yolam Hashem. The third bracha starts, Ta'atok Kadosh. The third bracha starts, Ta'atokhenu Melech HaMelech. Then it starts with Baruch Ata Hashem. And these are all brachas. The more says the answer is, if you have a bracha, Asmucha L'Chavito, a bracha, one bracha follows another bracha, so the second bracha doesn't have to be for Sachar's Bazaar. I wish they didn't know. Bracha, Asmucha L'Chavito doesn't have to be. Exactly what that means.
Come up to a bracha which started
in Baruch HaGashim, or end actually. That's not like it, it's the Rabbeinu Tam HaRashbam, exactly that. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the only time it has the status of bracha, Asmucha L'Chavito, is if the previous bracha was the bracha arucha, that pasachas b'varo v'chaytem is b'varo. So the first bracha ends off magen, baruch ata Hashem magen Abraham, and then you start ata gibor, and the next bracha ends off what? Chaya meitim, baruch ata Hashem chaya meitim, and then you start ata kadosh, and the next bracha ends up baruch ata Hashem hakel hakadosh and mitzah ata chaylein. So because it had a chasila, baruch ata Hashem, that's called tzibucha v'chavetim. But if you have, let's say, the first bracha is, let's say, for example, the following shaila. The Rishonim are bothered with a question when we recite Tfilas Haderech. And the person goes on a trip. The Gemara says later on, Daf Lamed, you should recite Tfilas Haderech. So the Tfilas Haderech, you start, you don't start Baruch Ata Hashem. And you conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem Shemesh Tfilas. So the Rishonim are bothered with the question, Baruch should be Pesachas Baruch. So the quote from the Maharam Rutenberg that he had an eight. You should eat something first, and then when you finish eating, you should say Bar Nefashis, and then right after say Bar Nefashis, then you should say the Tzidot Tazach, and that will accomplish that it should be Baruch HaKmuch HaKmuch. So the shayla is Bar Nefashis acceptable to consider the next bracha as the bracha HaKmuch HaKmuch. Because according to the Nusach of the Bavli, when you say Bar Nefashis, say Baruch HaKmuch 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 That's it. That's all. The Yishami says that you say but the Babli doesn't have that. So the Vilna Gaon pastors like the Yishami, you should say Baruch Ata Hashem, Chayor Lo. But most people don't say this. So we have sort of a compromise. We say Baruch Chayor Lo without Hashem, because the Yishami says you should say with Hashem, and it's a Tzavik Bracha. So we say without the Shem. But, no, not that was normal. But the Ikarat is, the burning question is really over when he said, people told me, I was never so close to Rav Moshe. People told me that when Rav Moshe would hear somebody else play burning question, he would say Amen, there. Nevshkochai. Amen. He wouldn't wait till they said Barakai Olam. The same thing we do by Moedim and Rabbonim. When the Chazan is saying Moedim, so the Gemara says in Soita, and say, okay, I'll remember that the Tzibur should say it one way. But it's not the trap of it. The Chazan says Moedim, and the Tzibur just ends and they all bow down. So they should bow down, and they should say Moedim. So we have a long Nusaf that's called Moedim de Rabbana. What's Moedim de Rabbana? The Chazan is Moedim de Raita. So the Beit Yosef says that the Gizma is called Moedim de Rabbana. It's a collection of what all of the Amoraim suggested to say. One Amora said one Nusaf, another Amora said another Nusaf. Why has our pride in this choir? So Hilkach Lamir, look who. So therefore we combine everything together. So the Yosef says that he quotes one of the Rishonim. That's why we call them Moedim de Rabbana. The Moedim of all the Chachamim put together. Everybody's Moedim de Rabbana. Everybody's together. So how do you say Moedim? The Moedim is supposed to be parallel to the Moedim that the Chazan says. So in Yerushalmi it says that when you get to the end of the Moedim, what bracha is the Chazan saying? Hatashim kol hachanah lahayim. So we should say again, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoi Goy. But the Babli doesn't have Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel HaHoi Goy. The Babli ends.
Yeah.
Throughout the Kabbalah, you show Hashem Lach Nemadim Lach. What scale how it goes. So in the Bible, it ends Hashem Lach Nemadim Lach. Period. And the Yishalmi, you have done Baruch Ata Hashem, scale how it goes. So the Bible goes and says again, you follow the Yishalmi. You should say Baruch Ata Hashem, scale how it goes. But most of the posts, you know, we don't follow the Yishalmi, we don't say Baruch Ata Hashem, scale how it goes. So we don't, as far as we can say, Maruz Rabban is really over Hashem Lach Nemadim Lach. And you show him topics and say, the rest, the Lisha. Say Baruch Ata Hashem, scale how it goes. This I thought I realized that Moshe the Rabbanon used to say, Moedim the Rabbanon, so it doesn't show enough, but just like Moedim is a bracha that when you recite it in the Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to have Tchiya, Yechareh B'Tchiya, Yechareh B'Tol. You bow down the beginning of Moedim, you bow down in the end of Moedim, so too. Moedim the Rabbanon is paralleled after the Moedim that you're supposed to say in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Machaber I told the Minigun said, you bow down in the beginning and you bow down in the end. So what takes the end? So Moshe used to bow down when he said, I'll shall not be Moshe Law. He said that that's it. When I saw it the first time, I didn't understand, what's he doing? Why did he bow down in the end? I asked the Mashiach when he sees it. The Mashiach called me, yeah, that's what he does, because he's a treasure, and that's what he does by Barna Parshish also. So since Nikir Adin, the Bracha is over by Barna Parshish, as we have Nevesh Kochai, we hold that the Bracha is over. So he said, Amen. And people would say, "Don't fight." He would say, "I'm ain't over there." So let's say, in such a case, a person wants to recite Tfilas Hadera. So the Maharam Ritzberg said, "If you show him a Bavid, what kind of Tfilas Hadera? He's supposed to say a bracha. The bracha should be Pesachas Duvorach and Yitzchak Yehilasim Echanecha." So the Rishonim give different explanations as to why it's not Pesachas Duvorach. So one of the sheets is an Achanami that it is a problem, and you have to solve. You have to figure out a solution. So the way to solve the problem is by having a bite. Yeah, because right, and then you say burn the brushes, and if you finish burning the brushes, then you say Tzvila Sadech, so the Tzvila Sadech will be considered Tzvuch of a Chavetah to the previous row.
Why is it Tzvila Sadech? Is it
completely? Oh, that's most of the Rishonim don't accept the whole idea that this should be Tzvuch of a Chavetah. The Tzvila is only considered Tzvuch of a Chavetah if you have a Shaykhah, it's just a series. Oh. Separate, it's totally separate. It just happens to be one next to the other, right? Many Rishonim disagree with the whole idea of the Maharam. Rutenberg, they hold it. Only Tzvuch of a Chavetah, like Shmona Esrei. The Chachamim are Misakim, you have to say 18 brachas. Unless that person does know the whole Shmona Esrei by heart. So he shouldn't say the brachas that he knows and leave out the brachas that he doesn't know. The Maharam does it.
Yeah.
But the Sefer says the brachas, the Maharam does it. You can't just say the one that you don't leave out the one you don't know. So that's called Tzvuch of a Chavetah, because it's one field. They're all material to each other. That's Tzvuch of a Chavetah. The Chama Mitzakim, first to say the Yerushalayim, then to say Tzanot Avid Avdokha, then to say Shmakor Lein, and then to say Mitzay, then to say Moedim, that's the Tachan of Tachanim. Then it's a series of Brochers, Zavke, and his daughter. So that's called Tzvuch of a Chavetah. Over here, it just happens to be that he says Borin HaKosh is after his Chakra Bar, and then he says Tzvuch of a Chavetah. So there's no connection, right? That's the thing that many of you showed him. That many Rishonim have against this Maharam Rittenberg. But let's consider, Afilu Nanich, like the Maharam Rittenberg, that Tzvuch of a Chavetah it's not only called Tzvuch of a Chavetah, if that's the way the Chachamim are Misakin, is that it's a series of brachas that have a shaykhus with each other. Even if it's just Hafi Mikra happens, one happens to follow the other, it's still considered Tzvuch of a Chavetah. So the question still is that called Tzvuch of a Chavetah, the fact that it said Burn the Foshas first? So according to the family, that Burn the Foshas really ends, that is called Chayim. And you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Chayim. So that's called a Baruch Atzor. Mikra didn't burn first, but we say it is a Baruch Atzor. It's not a Baruch Aruch of Pesach is Bavarov, Baruch Hashem is Bavarov. So is that called a Baruch Atzmuch of a Chavata or not? So this Likud that you raise is exactly the Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rabbi Natan. If you look at the Tosfos on Memvav, and the Tosfos in Tochim on Kuf Dalet, and the Tosfos in Ksuvos, if you'll work a little bit, you'll figure out that that's what they're fighting about. And if you want to be lazy, you don't want to work. You look at the Tosfos of Rosh and Daf Memvav, he spells it all out in the Furish. He quotes. And that is exactly the dispute between the Rabbein and Tam and the Rashbam. The Rabbein and Tam says, like you say, that it's only called Tzmucha L'Chavetah if it's Tzmucha to a Chatzimah. If you say Baruch HaTu Hashem L'Chein Abraham, that's a Chatzimah that you say at the end, then after Gibor is Mukha to that, but you also after Gibor is Mukha to the beginning of the Baruch Baruch Adosh and Okeh Okeh Besen Okeh Avon Okeh Shum Eg. That was the beginning, it has to be Mukha to the end. And after Kodesh is Mukha to Baruch Adosh Hashem Lechali HaMeisim. And after Kodesh is Mukha Lechavetz to Baruch Adosh Hashem Okeh LaKodesh. It has to be Mukha Lechavetz to a Baruch Aruch that's Chosem, Chosem is Baruch and Chosem is Baruch. But if it just says that Baruch Adosh and there's no Chasimah there, the short Baruch, it's only the Pesach is the Chasimah, then the next bracha that would follow will not have the status of brachas mukhalafat.
If you say the end of
and the Rashbam disagrees. The Rashbam says no. What do I care what the previous bracha was? As long as the first bracha had a brachat Hashem in it, the next bracha is a mukhalafat.
No, that's a separate
bracha. You're right. Why do you begin Baruchat Hashem in the second bracha? It should be Smukha L'Chabazah. If you hold, like your taina that you presented before, that the only time to consider Baruchat Smukha L'Chabazah is if you have a Siri, and there's a Seder, and there's a Takana Kachamim, and there's a Siru, so then there's no Kashi, because all the Tudas HaShachar are totally unrelated. Sometimes they're related in the sense that some Achrayim say that if you say them out of order, then you don't say the earlier bracha, because the earlier bracha, let's say, Shlomo Tani Groy, Shlomo Tani Yom, Shlomo Tani Yishor, so Shlomo Tani Groy is already included. You have to say them in this order. You say them, but it's not that there's really a statement to the brachas. It's a negative statement. If you take the wrong order, then you've already given a shevach that covers the shevach that you wanted to say before. But there is no theory between the various brachas, right? If you hold like those, we shall remove the same. Then whenever the brachas are totally unrelated to each other, it's not a smukha l'chavata, then there's no kasha. Why all the if you all like the Maharam Rutenberg, who says that even if you just happen to recite one bracha after another, with no specific takana kachamim, there has to be doctor to say there as it. It's still called brachas mukhal chavato. So why do all the brachas hashacha begin with barakato? The first one should begin barakato, the next one should be just the last time, then the last time, the other time, no, it won't be two things in one. The Gemara says that's Chavilos Chavilos.
Yeah,
that Ein Chayt Menishtayim. The Gemara says that's Mem Tesimah. Ein Chayt Menishtayim, that you cannot say Baruch and conclude with two different Chavilos. But why not say no? Say the first Baruch is Hashem Ha'atah Hashem Ha'atah Hashem Ha'atah, and then say the second Baruch without saying Baruch HaTah Hashem Ha'atah. The Rashi and Subas in the first paragraph said each one is such a short Baruch, how can you possibly compose a Nusach HaBrach without starting Baruch HaTah Hashem? You're going to have to stand on the edge. You're going to make it very complicated.
You
It's probably the same as the first answer that he suggested before, that the only time to consider Bracha Smukha L'Chavato is if it's a series that the Chachamim and Tzadikim to say in this order. But according to the Maharam Rutenberg, that's a good answer. But according to the Maharam Rutenberg, and many people are machmer like that, when you go on a trip, you say Tzvilas HaDerech, they say Kohen Nefoshet, and then you say Tzvilas HaDerech, and immediately following, and there's no relationship between the Tzvilas HaDerech and the Kohen Nefoshet, and you still call it Bracha Smukha L'Chavato. And then you have this cash, then...
Yeah.
Okay. That's all this same terror. That's against the Maharam Rutenberg. That's on the assumption that it's only considered that Brachas Mukha L'Chavato if they blend in to constitute one keel. The same by ourselves, it doesn't really blend in, because if you say each one separately, it's all the only way. Okay, good. The din is a kobo who should, we haven't had Shem and Malka to lay the book. And the smoke of Havoc from the beginning of the book. And so then the book has Shem and Malka, so the Shem and Malka starts on the next book also. But if you learn the smoke of Havoc from the end of the book,
how only has the Shem and Malka?
I think the smoke
doesn't, I don't think it means
Abroch HaSmukha L'Chavata doesn't mean Shem HaMalchus. It's not that the Shem HaMalchus is
really... from the first quote,
it says it's
the same
book. That's not so. It says Abroch HaSmukha L'Chavata, Abraham HaMalchus doesn't need a Shem
HaMalchus. That's
it. Oh, that's what he tied it. Yeah, that's what he tied it. Okay. He said that Hakarim aren't going to be mistaken to different this code. The people who say the bracha when they wake up and they put on their shoes when they start walking around, each bracha separately, so then each bracha has to begin with brachat Hashem. And we people will rattle off all the brachas one after the other. We're going to have a different list of, we're going to be mistaken a different list of throws. Because it's look of a Kabbatah. That's what he said. They make one list of everybody. And come out of it. That's a good That the second and the third and the fourth let everything be a bracha. You can't prove anything from this. So supplies halacha l'maaseh. There is a machlokes between the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. When you do have a bracha smucha l'chavato, and therefore the second bracha doesn't require that it should be pasachas b'bara, what exactly does that mean? So the Rabbi Natan claims a bracha smucha l'chavato means that the previous bracha was a bracha rucha that was pasachas b'bara v'chasemes b'bara. So then, the second bracha smucha to the chasim, bracha Hashem, bogein avraham. So after Gibur smucha to that, and the Rashbam says no, that it doesn't have to be. You don't require that the first bracha has to be dafken avrucha with a chasim at the end, bracha Hashem. It's a smucha lacham. So even if the first bracha is a bracha ktsara, even if the first bracha is not chasim, is the bar. So that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes that in the time of the Rashbam that they have in connection with other cases. So here, the Tosis in Ksubis is bothered with a question on our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Shmuel that the nusach of Yuchas Hashachar is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hashem Kedishanu in the Tosis. So Rabbi Yehuda used to say that bracha. It doesn't say Rabbi Yechanan Omahachi. Rabbi Yechanan Omahachi means that he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Mashur. He doesn't say Lasi with the Rishon. No, he's Lasi Mashur. You gotta say Lasi with the Rishon. It's not the same Mahachi. In addition to what Shmuel said, that bracha he added on also, Harav Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So the Tosis in Ksubis is bothered with a question. What do you mean Harav Hashem? I don't know that bracha. It has to be Pasachas B'Torah. So the Rashbam answers that it doesn't have to be Pesachas Baruch because it's Smucha L'Chavata. Because you start off Baruch Ata Hashem Lachim D'Reser. So when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Lachim D'Reser, no, it's Smucha L'Chavata. The Rabbi Natan doesn't accept that explanation of the Rashbam because the first Baruch Hashem Lachim D'Reser is a Baruch Ata. It's so short, there's no Chassima, the Psych is a Chassima. So Rabbi Natan holds that the second Baruch cannot be considered. So that's what prompted the Rabbi Natan to change the Girsa. And the Rabbi Rishonim didn't change the Girsa, but he said the same thing. The Rabbi Natan says you should say Ziharazma, that it's a Hemshah from, it's all a continuation of the same old bracha. So if you hear somebody else saying, Lasik Girsa, I shouldn't say Amen, because it's not finished yet. He's only finished when he gets to the end. Right. So the Rabbi Natan has not above Ziharazma, even according to a group of other Rishonim who have the Girsa that we have. It's a hemshech of the other bracha. It can't be smucha l'chavata because the first bracha, doesn't have a chasim. Oh, then there's a third bracha. Then the Gemara continues. Rav Hamnun Omar, Rav Hamnun said a different nusach. What is the bracha tafsir? I could begin with the bracha tafsir. Now each one before ends with a chasima. See?
No, not all. No.
Why?
What?
Let's see. Baruch Atah, after the Haftar, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekan Lachem Tzul Kovar, Lamin Tzadik B'chol Adaros, and he says, he called the Barav, and that's Bar Tzedek, Ne'amon.
That's not the end of the
Barav. So Tzedek says, that's not the end of the Barav. So you're not finished. He's supposed to finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaNe'amon B'chol Adaros. That's the Chasima. Then you say, Rachim. Rachim Atzim, Ki Yibay Tzayim, that's Mukha Lachavet, that's Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaNe'amon B'chol Adaros. So it's okay. That's what the Rabbi Natan says. The only time it's considered Mukha Lachavata is if you have a Chasima, so he asks, what about Ne'amon? How does Ne'amon not begin with Baruch Ata Hashem? If the previous bracha doesn't have a Chasima, This is what Tom says in the end of Sochem about Kuvdal to say that Nemon is not a separate Sochem. Nemon is a Hemshah from Kavar or another. Good the way it is. Good the way it is. No, he asked the Kasha, so why is it in big letters in a little paragraph? The Taisha says, because, and they give an answer though. They don't say, Baha Zetzer. They say, because Masechet Seifim, that the practice was, the meaning was, that when the Baal Maftir got to this line, Naman, I thought Hashem, okay, Naman, the Racha, everybody would chime in and sing along with the Baal Maftir. And then the Baal Maftir continues to tell Malzam Rahmat, and then he says on his own. But the beginning from Naman till the Yashivay come, everybody would say along. So that's why the word Naman is in big letters in the Siddur to remind the people that everybody should know that that's time that they should say along. Right, that's what the Rashi writes in Siddur. And the Gemara shows us that it's a Smukha Bahadatha. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have it. Look at what happens. What's the end of the fifth? Look at that shit. So the next one is look at that. And then the next one is look at that. So like the kasha that Rashi gives is that such a good explanation that it's look at what happens. So why is first you say Baruch Yaakov, then you say, what do you say? You gotta have a rabbi. Sakol Baruch Yaakov, then you say Yaitse Hada. So why you say Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shakol Baruch Vodah, the Chukah Lachavah says Baruch Yaakov, the Shakol Baruch Vodah shouldn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. Or why do you begin Yaitse Hada, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yaitse Hada? The Rashi intentions in Tzubu, something more than brought an answer. If you're not going to be for Sachas Baruch, you won't even notice. You're blinking and you'll miss that it's a separate drachah. You won't realize that it's a separate drachah. You're going to have a long ariches. You're not going to begin with the word Baruch. You're going to begin some other way, and you're going to only have one theme. So it's going to be so long, so it's going to be easy to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzer Hara. It's the easiest way to coin the phrase in the Sahabra. That's how Rashi is saying it's the interim suit. Why is the Kiddush Mukha Bachavata, right? This is Yech Tzakasha also. I think they quote the Yerushalmi, no? This is quote in the end of Sochem, Arab Kudalit. They quote Yerushalmi as that kasha, if I'm not mistaken, and I think they answer because sometimes I think if someone is sitting having a wine party on Friday afternoon and he just said right there about before he's drinking, and then it's a Giyaz man to say Kiddush, so then says quote Yerushalmi, it's quote Yerushalmi like that. Yeah, part of Mappa, then it says you don't have to say Baruch Yad Rabba. You just say, Shekhar Shalom and Mitzvah, just fill up your Becha, Mitzvah your Becha, fill it up with wine, and start from the Kiddush Bracha. You don't start from Baruch Yad Rabba, because you already said Baruch Yad Rabba. The only time you have to say Baruch Yad Rabba is if it's made in Mitzvah Bechas Hanen. But if Mitzvah Bechas Hanen and you don't need it because you're drinking from Erev Shabbos, then you just start Shekhar Shalom and Mitzvah Baruch Yad Rabba. So since sometimes the second Bracha, the Bracha of Kiddush, Kiddush Hayayim, will be recited without the first prophet, so it's not called Smukha Lakavita. However you'll interpret that, yeah. However you'll interpret that. Shami says the same on Asher Gyalon. Yeah. But if you said Halal and Shul, Yeyotzei, so that Asher Gyalon can stand alone, can stand separate, so that even if it happens to come after the Bracha of Halal, it's still not going to be considered Smukha Lakavita. However you'll interpret it. There is a big kasha here. Maybe this is what you're asking. There is a big kasha. The Magen Avraham Hilchos Abdullah once gave a whole derech tshuva on this nekuda. The Magen Avraham Hilchos Abdullah quotes a tshuva to Rashi from the Sefer Lamed Tei. Lamed Tei is the Kute Pardes. There's a Sefer Pardes that's mitzvah Talmud of Rashi. And someone made a kitzur of the Pardes that's called the Kute Pardes. Magen Avraham didn't have a Pardes, but he had a kitzur. So the Kute Pardes. He quotes this tshuva to Rashi that somebody walked in the middle of Abdullah. Whoever was saying Avraham said about Baruch Yaakov, and then he said Baruch Yitzchak and Baruch Yareish. Then he's holding by the bracha Amadim Kadosh. So someone walks in the middle. He didn't hear the first, second, third bracha. He hears the last brachas. He has a shayla. He's a yotzei havdalana.
I'm going to be asking you a question.
Probably not. So Rashi is quoted as saying that it's okay. You're Yerki Abdol. You don't have to hear the Bokri Abdol. But the Abdol is just a Birchat Hanenin if you want to drink the wine. But if you're not interested in drinking wine, just want to be Yerki Abdol. So you're Yerki by just hearing the Bokri Abdol. It's Hamad and Kodesh Mahal. So Rashi said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim Herald, that Shivas Rashi is only regarding Abdol. But regarding Kiddush, that's what you say, regarding Kiddush. So someone walks in the middle of Kiddush, someone comes in late, and the one is reciting the Kiddush already said, Baruch Yad Rabban, but he didn't say yes, the second bracha, and then someone walks in and hears the second bracha, because the Rav said to Shem Rav Chaim that he wouldn't be right, so he said, Baruch Yad Rabban is different in Kiddush from Havdalah. In Havdalah, it's just a Birchat Hanenin. But in Kiddush, it's an intrinsic part of the Kiddush. If you don't say the Baruch Yad Rabban, not only are you prohibited from drinking the wine at the end, not only does it serve as a Birchat Hanenin, it's an essential part of the
Kiddush.
That's the question. Why should it be so? So that's why our salvation gave a whole head for one. The Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda, and Havdalah does not have to be B'makom Suda. So the idea of reciting Havdalah, that was the first Eretz HaShia that I heard, before my mother, even before my mother. They said, by Havdalah is just a bracha lakos. That's a bracha lakos. Like Birchat Erisin, like Birchat Nisuin, Birchat Hamozma lakos, a bracha lakos. Hashem Ken Kiddush HaRayayin is not only a bracha lakos, it's for the sake of being compared with Suda, L'Shein Suda Shabbos. That's why you need Kiddush B'makom Suda. So he said, and since the Gemara says in brachas later that the only two things that are considered in Achila B'Kriyat are Pas and Yayin, so that's why the Halacha says that Kiddush has to be decided either of a Pas or of a Yayin. Havdalah is not such thing, either Pas or Yayin. Havdalah, you can't say Havdalah of a Pas, and Yayin is allowed after Yayin. If you want Chamam Medina, if you don't have Yayin, say Chamam Medina. Kiddush, you can't say Chamam Medina. So that was one of the kashas. Years ago, he used to start off the Yart HaShir with all these kashas. Then he would play 5-6 cards, then after the 5-6 cards, and then he'd give a whole story, and then he would explain why he answered all the 5-6 cards. And if he'd go home, he'd come to the realization that you have this 5-6 cards. He answered his 5 cards very well, but you have a different 5 cards at the end. So remember, that year he started off with one Eretz the cash. One cash was, how come you have a Chumra in Kiddush that you don't have by Havdalah, that Chamam Medina is not acceptable to Kiddush? And so Havdalah, Chamam Medina is acceptable. How come by Havdalah you have a Chumra that Pas is not acceptable? As by Kiddush, Pas is acceptable. If you don't have wine, you can say Kiddush over bread. But Havdalah, you can't say over bread. And then, in the course of this year, he explained that Kiddush is supposed to be for the purpose of being Kaveh the Suda, the Shem, Suda Shabbos. The Suda is like, Gemara, later on, both of them, it's Pas or Yayin. These are the two things. That's why Kiddush is not the Pas or Yayin. So he said that that's perhaps why Rav Chaim held that Kiddush would be different from Abdullah. There's a thing, the Chazanish point out, there's a thing that says the Seirish like that. This distinction, that Kiddush, the Brother of Gotham, is an intrinsic Chedek of the Kiddush, and Abdullah is not, Abdullah is just, It says the Seirish, it's called Allah Lachan Shachonah, that if a person is drinking wine before Kiddush time, on Friday afternoon, then when he says Kiddush, he doesn't have to say Brother of Gotham, it's a foolish. Does it indicate the Seirish? That's what the answer of on the sign when he says this big simple. So someone asked him, doesn't talk, you see the Seirish and that didn't show up in the Yishamli. That's a Baruch Yad Rabban of Kiddush only is the Birchat Hanenin. If you don't need it as a Birchat Hanenin, so you don't say it. So how can you say that it's an intrinsic chelik and essential chelik of the Kiddush? So he said a Shveri Peretz, I don't know, he said that when you require the Baruch Yad Rabban, for the purpose, because the Birchat Hanenin, when the Chacham required it, because Birchat Hanenin, then they were mistaken as not only Birchat Hanenin, but also as an intrinsic chelik of the Kiddush. But when you're not required it because Birchat Hanenin, then they didn't require it as part of the Kiddush.
When you have Kiddush
and Havdalah
together, like the second
half
of
Yom Kippur?
Kashrus
is better than Zerah. Yeah.
When you have Kiddush and
Havdalah
together, should you take both
Kumas?
Because they're both?
That's a big machlokes. Let's say, what do you do if you don't have one? You absolutely don't have one. You say Kiddush and Havdalah together. So do you use Chamam Medina? Do you use Pas? Or do you say the Kiddush on the Pas and the Havdalah on the Chamam Medina? There are different opinions in the Gaonim about that. What do you do when you have Kiddush and Havdalah together? Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, and you don't have Yayin. So does the Kiddush win, or does Havdalah win, or Nina win? The Kiddush should be recited over the Pas, and Havdalah should be recited over the Pas.
You can make Havdalah the next day.
Yeah, but let's say you want to. He wants to say, but he wants to know. What does he do? He doesn't have Yayin. He just has Pas, and he has Chamam Medina. The kiddush can be recited over Pasa, not over Hamamadim. Abdullah can be recited over Hamamadim, not over Pasa. So what does he do now? The Machalik and Shochanan can talk about that, Shana. Machaber. Machaber talks about that. Yeah. When they didn't, when they weren't attacking, so there was no problem. And now we live in the yes. The Gemara says you should be chashkim to show the cup of wine.
So that's the way that you were
mistaken. That's the question whether Allah Yain is not fair or is not coming to Rabbanon. That's the question. We talk to the Shohana that the Yain is only the Rabbanon. Like the Rambam. When I'm going to talk about the Kiddush, the Dvarim is there, right? And I thought you just have to recite Kiddush, you don't have to have the cup of wine. The requirement that the Kiddush should be recited Allah Yain in conjunction with the Kosh Yain, that's not a Kosh Yain. One day in Taisus says that you should recite the Kiddush Allah Yain is a Dimon, I thought, but that you should take a sip of the wine, that's only required with the Rabbam. And what Tosh Yitzhom, that's only with the Rabbam. And then they says another day that it's not so. Many Bishan Mizan were of the opinion noted. The requirement to drink the wine. And the Rosh Hashanah Yitzhom is also an Atayra. It's required an Atayra to recite the Kiddush Allah Yain and to take a sip of the wine. Isn't it? How can that be if the Shulchanot quotes in Yisham that a person who is drinking wine on Erev Shabbos and comes to recite Kiddush doesn't have to recite the Berakhei Hagafen, but if that's part of the Kiddush, that can you leave it out? So you bet it's only part of the Kiddush when you require it in Tamir HaTanem. If you don't need it in Tamir HaTanem, then it's not part of the Kiddush. Maybe that's the Erev Zeter, I don't know. But the Kash, it sounds clear to you, doesn't it? Then so the Gemara has Shmuel used to say a short process and can tell us a lot to do with it. Rabbi Yechanan said that on the sign of Bahachi, he had it on. He said Shmuel's Nusach, and he had it on. Either Bihar or Bahar, either he said the second bracha, or this is all part of the same bracha, one long bracha. The two opinions. Then Rav Hamnuna, instead of saying that, he didn't say either Shmuel nor Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Hamnuna said a different bracha. Rav Hamnuna, Omrah, because it doesn't say the sign bracha. Rav Hamnuna said the following. Asher bracha b'alim kol ha'alim and atom anus ha'rot bracha ta'ashem neishan ha'ter. Omer ha'pam nune, he comments on his own bracha. The Gemara, the other Gemara says that the Gemara comments, oh, the Rav Hamnune, the Gemara on the right hand side of the Gemara, quote from the rear. That the Chachamim, the Amoraim are commenting that the Nusach of Rav Hamnune is Mu'ulushim's bracha. That's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. So what's Lamaskana, what's the significance of saying that it's very beautiful? If the next line, since they're different opinions what to say, so we say all of them. Okay. Oh. So they're going to say them all anyway, so what's the significance of commenting that our Amunas is the nicest of all? That we know from other Gemara. That's not a dispute between Shmuel and Rav Yechanan and Rav Hamnuna. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Shagatari. What's an afkamina l'dina with this statement? How the Rav Hamnuna will be Shebe Bracha? He says like this. He says, "Brichas Atera de Raisa de Rabbanim." Usually, have a call Sufik Brachas Lahakam. Whenever you have a Sufik, whether you actually have Bracha or not, so you go to Kul, you don't say the Bracha. That's the Bracha's requirement. Atera Brichas Amozim. If a person ate bread, can eat Sviya. The Chasidus Moshe Rasha. That's the Dinan Atera. Kiddush Hadolah we pass through the Raisa also. So you have a Sufik and a Bracha. That's the Raisa. Then you say Sufik Brachas is Lahakam. So what if a person woke up and he's half asleep? He doesn't remember whether he decided Brichas Atera or not. So you consider Brichas Atera Deraisa Derabon. So Shagatari has a truth about this, and he talks about the Ramban. The Ramban writes the first, this one of the Tariyad Mitzvahs, to recite Brichas Atera before you learn. The Rambam doesn't count it as one of the Mitzvahs. Even at the Tariyad Mitzvahs. In Yishalmi, the Afan quote, Yishalmi seems to say that Brichas Atera is only Deraisa when the Talmud Torah is done the Tzibah. But if Talmud Torah is done the Yochid, then there's no Din Menatera that you have to say. Rambam and the Babli seems to disagree. afraid not to, but it sounds like the machlok is about me. Shom Rabin holds that Iguliyach is on the Torah, Bichas HaTorah is also there, right? So the Shaibisari says that we pass from like the Ramban, and the Ramban probably doesn't disagree, even though the Ramban doesn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvot that you have to recite Bichas HaTorah, right? The sum of the Torah is that it's a Chedek in the Mitzvot. Sum of the Torah the Ramban holds. The Ramban tells you why he holds it, it's not a Chedek in the Mitzvot, Sum of the Torah. You have to count it as two separate Mitzvot. To learn Torah and Mitzvot to recite it properly before you learn Torah. They shouldn't be counted as one and the same Mitzvot. The Ramban probably also holds that it's a Bichas HaTorah is a Raisha. Now, before the show, okay, whatever the reason is, the Rambam probably also agrees that there's a reason why he's not going to count it in the Yamit. So the Shabbatai says, therefore, Allah HaLamayit, if a person is Mesupik, whether he said Bichas HaTorah or not, then he says, Shabbat Brochas Lahachmir. So he says, but the fact that you recite three Brochas, that's only with the Rabbanim, that's not the Torah. So then you should say, Shabbat Brochas Lahachmir. So which one should we kick? Which one should we say? Which one should we kick out? This is what quotes this in the Shabbatai. So he says, the Gemara gave the Ashikesh, the Rav Hamunin, the Gemara says, Rav Hamunin is the Mubish of the Brochas. So the Abbasabay, whether you said Bichas HaTorah now, then you're only going to receive one out of the three. You're not going to say all three. So take the best one. So take the Brochas, the Brochas of the Korach. So where did Gemara come to the conclusion? Hilkot Neminu, Lukulo. Therefore we recite all of the Brochas.
Why did you hear the Brochas?
Right, that's what the Rishonim has that kasha. It's a harif no. If harif no is mukhul achavito. Or even if harif no is not mukhul achavito. It ends. It ends with a
chassidim.
So what? The way Rav Hamnuna said it, there's no kasha, because Rav Hamnuna didn't say the other two. Rav Hamnuna started off, but the kasha the way we say it. How can we say the nusach as we say it? One, two, three. The third one is mukhah to the second one, according to the Rabbi Nitzan.
There are only two.
There are only two, so the second is mukhah to the first.
Yeah.
The first one ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem Neitzin HaTayra. So let... I'm not going to tell them, I'm Israel.
Yeah.
So let us above upon them, be smoochah to that.
This is the
right thing. Oh, so that's what the Rishayim is. When you get an Aliyah, when you get an aliyah, so you start off a Shabbat Habanim Kolam. And then you say a Shema Tumam at the end. So since it exists as a, some situations it exists as a bracha, she'enis mukha lachavito, even if now you recite it as a bracha, mukha lachavito, you still start to borrow. Because in the other case, in the other occasion, when you get an aliyah, you're not going to, like you said, you're not going to say the same listen with two different speakers. Sometimes with bracha, sometimes without. So you always left it with a bracha tasha. The Shaila is, when the Gemara says, Hilchos Neimarin Lekulahu, Hilchos Neimarin Lekulahu, the word kol, the word kol, can it apply if you have only two? If the Rabbi Natan says that you only have two brachas here, you don't have three. Rabbi Yechon and Messiah Bahachi means that Rabbi Yechon has added on to the bracha of Shmuel, not that he said a second bracha. It was the same bracha, he made it longer. So Lamai said, you only have two brachas. You have the bracha of Shmuel with Rabbi Yechon and hyphenated, that's one, then you have the bracha of Abraham Hamnuna. How does the Gemara conclude Hilchos Neimarin Lekulahu? So the Tosfos there in Subis quotes that Rabbi Natan was Magia Begiris to hear also. Just like you have it on the board, Viharivna, he said Hilchos Neimarin Lekulahu. Not Lekulahu. Because the word Kulahu from the word Kol. The word Kol only applies if you have three or more. The Yad Malachi has that flaw. He says that the word Kol in the Hebrew language, the Yad Malachi is a Sefer Anshat. Alphabetically arranged while theology, Kolom. It's not exactly as thorough as the encyclopedia time, but it is. One little paper, the whole Yad Malachi is half the size of this. And it gives you all the alibis of a couple of kolam, that's all. But one of the kolam under the word kol is that he thinks that the word kol only applies if you have three or more. Because three more, I'm sorry, says Takasha, not Yad Malachi. He's supposed to not try to be asked Takasha. That it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he can go back to Mitzrayim. She made the Kol HaAnoshim, and Rashi left Hashem. But the Rashi says, on that part, the Kul Kol HaAnoshim does not give him. So yes, how can it be Kol if it's only two people? I think the Yad Malachi claims that it's indifferent to the Hebrew also, that the word Kol only applies if you have three of them. Why is that Kashi? Could be, okay, but the Rabbi Natan changed the Gittin. That's what the text is talking to. The Rabbi Natan changed with a Vav, Viharev, and he changed the Seret Kulu, you should say, Hilchos Neimarin Lekulahu. You say, even if you have the Gittin Kulu, it's not a Kasha. Then you say all the three opinions. Okay. That's the
Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Luz says, Rabbi Luz says, Well, Luna says, find the Torah, if Papa Bani is one of them, he's one of the ones who are the dog. So, what Rabbi Yechonah says,
I think from the Hemshchik it would appear that Rabbi Yechonah used to say the Nusach of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and he added on this in addition. Either Rabbi Yechonah's addition that he added on was an additional bracha, or it's an Arichas Dvarim of the same.
What? What do you mean the Kashi comes out in the top? Then what?
Into one bracha, yeah. Right, if you're not like the Rabbi in the top, then the top has three brachas.
Yeah.
And then the Gears is good, we're cool.
Right, the Rashbam says the Gears is cooler than the three brachas.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi in the top says, with a bracha, with a harem, so that's one bracha. And this is one,
so it changes in the middle of the Shabbat.
Right.
Why do you need a Chassima?
Whenever you have the Rambam writes, whenever you have more than one thing mentioned, you have to have a chassid. You have the Chiras Yisrael and Kabbalah Chassid and the Sinas Chassid. Yeah, Messiah sounds like he concluded Shmuel's bracha with this, but you can say the word Messiah means the following. Rav Hamnuna didn't say it all about the previous two Amorim, and it didn't say either Shmuel's Nusach nor Rav Yechonah's Nusach. He only said a Shabbat HaBan. Rav Yechonah said what Shmuel said. Amar Rav Yechonah Shmuel, he said that.
Yeah.
Plus, he added on this also, that when he added on Vaharav, does that mean he added on as an Arichas of the same bracha? Oh, yeah, no, it's the second book. So that's room for dispute. But the words, the signs, I think, he said what Shmuel said, plus more. Then it comes to the Benjamin, the sign means manage the sign, one broker.
Rashi says it.
Okay. So we have the Nusach HaBracha. So Nachman, what does he want to ask?
That halacha l'maaseh, what we do is when we wake up in the morning, you say, Birchas HaTzer.
He mentioned last week, there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch between Mechaber and the Zohar Goyen, that the person is Maharev and Divrei Torah. Some people are so interested in learning Daf Yomi, they say, but last night, the morning they're going to learn Daf Yomi, so when they wake up right away, they start, when they're dreaming and learning, there's no problem. But when they wake up and they start, so how is the thinking and learning, so according to the Zohar Goyen, you're not permitted to think and learning until you recite the Birchas HaTzer. Even just to think about it, you have to say Birchas HaTzer. So you should start to say Birchas HaTzer right away. So the two nuschos of Birchas HaTzer. One is these three brachas, Hilchos Ma'amin and the Kulal, the two of the three brachas. And then the Gemara said earlier that if a person is supposed to say Birchas HaTzer before davening, and he gets the Birchas Kriyashma, Abba Sarvam, when he says that, that can substitute for the Birchas HaTzer. You know, in many German communities, they have the practice that the Chazan says the Birchas HaTorah right before Korbanos. He doesn't say Birchas HaTorah in different Siddurim, it's printed in different places. He doesn't have Birchas HaTorah in the beginning before the Birchas HaShachar. They have it after. So some are going to Mama'ara on that. Some go back on Mama'ara because they don't say the Akedah. They don't say the Akedah. But still you say, Pamay Mechal Yad, Shmai Yisrael, Hashem, 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 Hashem. So we say Birchas HaTorah at the beginning, and then we say Birchas Kehanim, and they were going to say, and we say, you did it too. And those Sidurim that don't have Birchas HaTorah before, they don't have that before. But they have Shmai Yisrael, Hashem, 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 Hashem before.
Then you don't say the whole pasuk.
Oh, you don't say the whole pasuk is not this. But I try and have this question. I committed to say Shema Yisrael, that pasuk Rishon, without having recited Birchas HaTzer. This was in Lahara. This was apparently a common practice in many kibbutz in Germany. If they didn't say Birchas HaTzer, so immediately before Korbanos, and they said Shema Yisrael, they said the whole pasuk Rishon, and sometimes they would say the whole parsha Rishayna, if you have to before. That's what many of them are. How can you do that? Say one part is also divine. They're not holding by learning until they say the cup runneth. They didn't say that either. And many places add an inning that they put on the fill in afterwards. They put on the fill in afterwards. Anyway, that's the Dina Nachayim. You're allowed to say Pontic Rishon and Shema Yisrael without having recited Birchas Hashem. The Pashto says it. It's not tough. The Pashto says it. It's not tough. Why did Hilkach? I don't know. What's the Hilkach? That's also a problem. That's a problem. Yeah, that's what Achaim had the cool by Slichas. That many people used to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning to say Slichas, and they wouldn't say the Rabbi Natan over here says that if you wake up in the middle of the night before Avodas HaShachar, you don't have to recite Slichas HaTorah until it comes the next morning. But they start saying Slichas, and then the whole Slichas goes full of Pesukim, and then it comes the next morning. Why they start Slichas at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it comes the time that it's already Avodas HaShachar, and they continue to say Slichas. How do you recite Pesukim then without having recited Slichas HaTorah? So there's a dispute in Shulchan Aruch. So the Machaber quotes, early our friend had a Machaber. Some say that since the Pesukim are being recited Derech Tfilah, not Derech Talmud Torah, so there's no issue. So that's what some say regarding Pamay Makoyam Shmai Sol Shem Ken Hashem Ochol, but that also, you're not reciting in the Torah's passage. He's already talking about Baruch Hu, save the Jewish nation who always say Shmai Sol Shem Ken Hashem Ochol every day, twice a day. What I'm saying is the Torah's Talmud Torah. That's why... Yes, that everything is recited as a single. Yeah.
And then it's a real problem.
Yeah.
And you should say it's a little bit.
Right. Yeah, the right thing is that you should say it's a little bit before you say it's a little bit.
The first part is that it's dropped on the previous day. If we saw them at the home, even though I'm moving to the next day, the home unit has to
drop
off the
temperature.
Could
be.
Could
be.
We'll have to see, yeah. We'll have to see the Tesis. Okay, here Tesis discusses this topic. Tesis talks. The Gemara says that if a person did not recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning, but he says Avisalem Avarabo right before Kriyat Shema, so then that can substitute for the Birchas HaTorah. The Rishalmi says in connection with this din, Holy Aminon, what it says in our Halacha and our Gemara, Shifanitza Avarabo, that Avarabo can substitute for Birchas HaTorah, that's only provided Rosh Hashanah Al Asar. That's only if he learned, Shoshana, he learned to learn the Shnayit, so Shema Seh, Avatar, he learned on the spot. What do you mean? In between Abbas HaMitzot Yav, or he starts learning before Kriya Shema? No.
After the
Shema Esri. After the Tachnos, right after the Tachnos. You're not allowed to start learning in the middle of Chazorah HaShas, you have to wait. And then you're not supposed to be mouthing in between the Shema Esri and the Tachnos. So you have to wait till after Tachnos, but you should start early, before Asher. If you want Avarabba to count to the island, Birchas HaTorah, if the person didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, wants the Avarabba to count, you should learn right after the Tachanun. We shall see. Tais is going to explain why he and not. In a minute, we're going to see. Rosh Hashanah Al Asar, that's a big problem. In many communities, the same Haram, you see people are mounted in between the davening and the Tachanun. It's the same Rishi Gemara, but usually people don't know that Gemara from Dov and see, and the end of Perek HaZoh, whoever gets to the end of Perek HaZoh. You see that they learn the beginning, but no one belongs to the end of Perek HaZoh. So Gemara tells there that it's not proper to be mastic in between Kodim Shulchanah. You're not allowed to be mastic in between the Shemana Esrei and the Tachman, and if a person is mastic, the whole idea of davening is he wanted the Rebbeinu Shalom to answer your prayers. Yes, for Parnassah, yes, for Refuah, yes, for Mashiach. He wants that he should listen, he should say yes, he should bring Mashiach and so on. So the Gemara says that if you recite Tachanun immediately following the Tefillah, your prayer stands a better chance of being answered than if you don't recite Tachanun, or if you do recite Tachanun, and your mouth begins to increase. So the Gemara tells the story that Rav Leizer HaGadol was the Bat Zusa Rabbi Gamliel, He happens to be the brother-in-law of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's sister was married to Rabbi Leizer brother. And then they put him in Cheret. They put Rabbi Leizer brother, Rabbi Leizer ben Hurkanes, they put him in the Cheret. Martel there in Bav Mitzir and Karakazov, because he used to argue with the other Tanani so much. Every day he used to dive into the Rabbanish one in Hishmar Esrei, that the Rabbanish one should take the karma from his enemy. These people put him in a family who was much bigger than him. And his wife, Rabbi Leizer brother's wife, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. And she didn't want his prayers, and she didn't want her husband's prayers to be answered, that her brother, who was the chief rabbi, should be punished because of her husband's prayers. So she was a good wife. Her husband never died in the shul. From the time they put him in a family, he never died in the shul. Died in the Yechidus, But his wife was a good wife. She always thought to him that she would be mafsik her husband in between the Shemana Esrei and Tammuz. So his prayers were never answered. And one day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, she don't say Tammuz. So she thought today was Rosh Chodesh, she didn't go to shul on Shabbat. Some of her husband always died on Shabbat. So she didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. She didn't have a calendar. They didn't have a calendar. They used to do a calendar for the Yoriya. So she thought that day was Rosh Chodesh and there's no Tachanun. She made a mistake and her husband said Tachanun. And soon after they heard the announcement that her brother died. That Rabbi Gamliel died that day. That's how it was. So the Beis Din quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. What's the moral of the story? So the moral of the story is number one, that on Rosh Chodesh you don't say Tachanun. That's the only Mokar and Shas, it says. The only Mokar and Shas that on Rosh Chodesh you don't say Tachanun is that the money and the prayer goes up. And number two, the moral of the story is that if you want your prayers to be answered, don't be mafsik, imitation for that same time. That's what it says. You're not allowed to be mafsik. The person wants to learn afterwards, right after Abba Rabba. I don't think it's that. It says the chazan, that's another thing. Even on a day on which you don't recite Tachnun, or even a day you do recite Tachnun, whatever, the chazan who davens Shemoneh Esrei should not be mafsik in between the Chazaras Hashas and the Kaddish Tiskabel. Kaddish Tiskabel is recited after a volatil. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan is not permitted to talk in between when you have Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, you're not supposed to be mafsik in between the Chazaras Hashas and the Kaddish Tiskabel. Everyone else makes it. So still, there's supposed to be a hemshchik between the two. The one who davened the Chazor Hashas, yeah, should be mounted to the next Chazor
Hashas. Should talk to each other either.
Yes.
They shouldn't talk to each other.
So here, Tesis is bothered with Akasha. He quote Yerushalm Rosh Hashanah al Asar. That Bichas Avarav, Av Yisraelim only counts, the Bichas HaTorah can only replace Bichas HaTorah if he learns right away. Tirish out there. He learns right away. Shalom and Mirah, blow some off. He learns in that place without a Hesed Hadas, right after the Tachman.
Can you be Yosef Bichon
Tatar? Yeah, problem.
Yeah.
That's real Talmud. You should have in mind that he wants this Kriya Tatar to serve as his Talmud Tatar al Asa.
Yes, that's okay.
Sounds good. So Tosis is bothered with Akash, his initial, Arav, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Tosis understood Pshat and Yerushalmi that Bichas HaTorah, that it's not only a din that engages to Abba Rabba substituting for Bichas HaTorah. The din of Bichas HaTorah in general, that was, let's say a person says Hamut Yilachem Haaretz and then he talks before he eats the bread. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, you have to say another bracha. Let's say a person says the bracha Ala Pilos Lulo, and then he starts talking. Maybe he's talking the Inyan Halulo. Then the Yevit is not considered a Hesed. But if he talks about the baseball schools, about politics, then it's a Hesed can between the Bracha and the Tzivos HaTzivos HaMitzvah, and he has to repeat the Bracha again. So Tzivos HaTzivos Yerushalmi is just saying that Bichas HaTorah, whether Abba Rabba is substituting for Bichas HaTorah, or you cite the real Bichas HaTorah, whatever it is, has the same status as the regular Bichas HaMitzvah. You're not permitted to be Mafsik, you need to be Bichas HaMitzvah in the Mitzvah. And if you are Mafsik, so you got to say another Bracha again. Unless they have a person put on tefillin in the morning, and then took off tefillin after Shabbos, then he decides he wants to put on tefillin again in the afternoon. The Gemara has a machlekes in Sukkah, and we pass in the Gedusha in another bracha. So it's understood, all Yerushalmi is saying is, Ushashana Lassar, that Bichas HaTorah only covers the Talmud Torah that you're going to do immediately following the davening. The Li Hefti, but if he's going to be Mastik, let's say he's not going to learn at all after davening. He's going to have breakfast, then he's going to start learning at 9 o'clock. Or he will learn after davening, then he's going to have breakfast, then he's going to continue learning later. So every time, whenever you continue to learn, after a pool, after a soccer, you are required to recite another Birchas HaTorah. So yes, how come we don't do that? So when they start to learn in the second half of the day, Amai Einon and Mevorchim, Birchas HaTorah, Pah Macheres, Bishan and Aschil and Lomod. Yerushalmi said that you treat Birchas HaTorah the same as every Birchas HaMitzvah, that the only time Birchas HaMitzvah covers the Mitzvah is if you do the Mitzvah right away. Your Mastik is no good. So he enters the Tanachot, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli does the whole like Yerushalmi Zaharaya, but it doesn't mention it. The Heshivari, and the answer that he gave to this kasha was, "Dilei kaima lakos Yerushalmi, or the Gemara Shalom, or Yom Haray." Whenever there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so the roof in the end of Erev that has a cloud, that the Rishonim will follow, that we always follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Whenever there's no machlokes, and the Yerushalmi has got a new idea, so then you quote that you follow the Yerushalmi. But whenever there's a machlokes, so then we follow the Bavli against Yerushalmi. So this in the end, the Tzitzin says when it's a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi as to what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalmi was composed by Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan. The Bavli was composed generations later, and the days of Rabbi Ravashi was edited. So one writer thought that the Yerushalmi should be the more authentic version of what Rabbi Yechanan was supposed to say. Rabbi Lozer lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Tzitzin in the end, the Tzitzin about Kubesh and Al says no. They quote Rabbi Yechanan. So even when there are two versions as to what Rabbi Yechanan said, we still assume that the Bavli is more authentic, is more reliable than the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi is claiming that's what the Yerushalmi claims, that the Chachmei HaBavli were familiar with everything that is said in the Yerushalmi, and if they said Fakir, it means that they took that into consideration and they said Fakir. That's the question, is that true? Is that statement true, that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that is said in the Yerushalmi, and whatever they're taking a stand, notwithstanding what it says in the Yerushalmi? So there are books written on that. There are quite a few books written by Big Rabban.
Why is
you have the Ram, the Dole Zohar points out that the Rambam, the Kama, the Kohen, is passing it like Yerushalmi is against Bavli. That's one problem. The Vilna Gaon says there are many difficult Rambams. So the Achrayim, the Noitzi Kenim, and the Rambam have difficulty. Where did the Rambam get this from the Maskana Sagmar? We think that from the Yerushalmi, but it's against the Bavli. So the standard Mahalach used to be to give a whole tilful, the Rambam helps the Zag Marfakir. So then you would stand on, you had to figure out where did the Marfakir, or why the Maskana and the Bavli don't come to Rambam, no, no, but many times they have one. But that's only the Rambam. The Gunagan says the Rambam. The Gunagan doesn't do like that. Here the Gur claims that the fact that the Gemara doesn't end off by joining the Parshas, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Ha'olamim, by the end the Maidu Rambam doesn't mention it, it's assumed that every bracha has to end with a chasimah. Bracha Aruch has to have a chasimah. Not that he's passing it like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. He says that it's taken for granted, the Marshal, in the end of Brachas, sometimes you say Shech Yonu, sometimes you say Azam Meitim, sometimes you say Usamaita Bereshit, and sometimes you say Shech Brachat Hashem Rakeinu Malchol Elam. So most of the Rishayim say, it's understood. You say Shech Yonu, don't say Shech Yonu. It's understood. You have to have a chasim. It's a bracha rucha. The rules and regulations are, when you have a bracha rucha, like loading the rabbanon or born the pleasure, that you have to have a chasim. The Goyim doesn't pass about Yerushalmi against Rambam. He claims that it's understood in the Bible. They didn't have to sell everything out. Doesn't have anything.
How do you assume what you're saying?
Because it's parallel to, let's say, Maidim. It's parallel to Maidim that we say in this Manasseh, that Kosham is the borough, Matashim Khalakandarlah, the Sat says that you have to be Khaitun Hiro. Like it never says in the Gemara, the Nusach HaBracha that you say that when your child becomes Bar Mitzvah, Brach Shechadran, the answer shows there, doesn't say. The rest of some Achrayim say, oh, it's a Bracha Shema Yitzkara of the Talmud, and the Bracha that's not mentioned in the Gemara, you have no right to decide, you can't make up new Brachas. And the Gemara says, what do you mean making up new Brachas? This Bracha is mentioned in the Midrashim. Ah, it's not mentioned in the Bavli. Every single Bracha that existed is mentioned in the Bavli. There are Brachas, let's say, Bar Shema, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Bavli. But the Pichadish says, against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Bar Shema, is that mentioned in the Bavli? That the Bracha Shema Yitzkara of the Talmud is a second-rate Bracha. It's not considered the first Bracha, it's only second-rate Bracha. So the Chalit says, what is he talking about? Yishtabach stayed here. Yishtabach is not mentioned in the Bavli, but it's mentioned in Yishami, which is before the Bavli. Yishami was composed before the Bavli. Yishami says that one is as an Aveir de la Banan, is poison the Yarkhan Nochal. You're not allowed to have soldiers in the Jewish army who are not the doctor given this. So the Gemara says in Seita, there's a Machlek of Satanai, what if the soldier never violates an Aveir de la Banan? He only violates an Aveir de la Banan. So what's an example of an Aveir de Rabbanan? So the Gemara in the Bavli gives an example, it talks in between Shalyad and Shalrosh, and again Arvad Dimas, and Yishami gives a different example, a person who talks in between Yishtabach and Darbun. It's not succeeded. In the days of the Yishami, you had Yishtabach. So the Bichari says, if you had Yishtabach, that's the brought the conclusion of Sukkot and Zimus. Obviously, what? That's Rosh Hashanah. It's a brach asbuch al chavta. You say brach shama at the beginning, yishtabach at the end, and then let's look at the dinner sandwich in the middle, and it's late. So obviously brach shama exists, because just because the nusach doesn't appear anywhere, not in the Bible, not in Shana, means that it didn't exist. It did exist. They find it the same over here by the brach of the rabbi Yamshe Shalvei. It says the brach existed before the Gemara. It never appears in the Gemara, but in the Midrashim it does appear. The Medrash Rabban Bereishis has, so you say the same as over here. Even the Gemara never spells out that the Moedim of the Rabbanon concludes with Baruch Ata Hashem, and Baruch Nefesh concludes with Baruch Ata Hashem, if in the Yishalmi it says it, and it never says the same in the Bali, otherwise we assume that it was Chassan and Zubotah. That's the same as what he says on the Rambam. The Rambam was talking like, many times talking like Yishalmi is against Bali. It's a different Mahalat. That wasn't the Gros. Finishing the original place, the original place where the Rish makes this big position, has this position paper, is the very end of Erevin, where the Gemara has where there's a machloekes about Yishalmi, the Gadol Din of Mashmiya Kol. It is Gzeirim de Rabbanan on Shabbos and on Yom Tov against playing musical instruments. Initially the end of Beit Zion, initially the end of Erevin. You have to minister to play musical instruments, Zera, you know, like Lord and so on. Yeah, Zera, Shemi Sakhisla Shir. He may get so carried away with himself, with the niggin, with the music, that if the piano is broken, he may fix the piano. So the Bavli there, at the end of Erevin, says that the only time there's a prohibition of Mashmiya Kol is if it's Zera Shir. If it's in a musical way, but what's the book? You knock on the door. You throw a knock on the door, they should let you in. But then the Bavli says that it's good. And the Yishami says that it's also. Yishami tells a story that someone was locked up in his own house, and he would knock on the door, so he had permitted to knock on the door, that's not sure. So he was screaming and screaming and screaming, but he was gone, so he slept outside in the street. He wasn't allowed to knock on the door to get his own house. So the Rift there, at the end of there is in, next to the left page in the Rift on Erevin, raises the question, how should we pass him? So we pass like the Bavli, should we pass like the Yishami? So it comes up with this idea that the Chachamim HaBavli were aware of everything that is said in the Yishami, and they took it all into consideration, and whatever they say, if they're passing the Faker, it's Faker, they don't think of our choice. So there is the idea that we pass like the Bavli against the Yishami. So Mashiach called his mutter, unless it's the Derech Shir. There, the Zohar Gaon passes like that in the Yishami. The Zohar Gaon there, he holds in the cloud of the Rish, so we always pass like the Bavli against the Yishami. He says the Rambam does not open that cloud. So the Rambam, the Kama, the Kaisers, in many places, explain all the Shverei Rambam, he says, why stand on your head? The Rambam obviously follows the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. You have to settle how he figured out the Bavli. He always went past like Bavli. The Goyim himself always passed like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. And on that original place where the Rift developed this whole idea, the Rambam the Goyim passed like the Yerushalmi. There he passed like, you're not allowed to knock on the door. You have to sleep in the street. If you can't get your wife and children to open the door by screaming, he says he can't, you're not allowed to knock on the door.
Why can't you speak between the Yishtabach and the Borchum?
Borchum is the old Shechel,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's not really an Isha Hepzit, it's an Isha Hesach Hazar. A little bit to speak Shechel's Mutter, but along our Isha's Zvarim as well. That's why what?
Before they became American culture. This is why that really
Minix Sprout, yeah. Magna Frankfurt to the Arizal had Minix Sprout as a minute to say Shira Mahamati Mama. The Magna Frankfurt is the Kasha. How can you do it? You're not allowed to be Mama.
Before you
stop up, so this is the Rambam writes that the Tzibah begins with the Chazan reciting Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Says everything after learning is gone. So it's just an MC.
He's not called a
Shnei. Yeah, he's just keeping pace that everybody should synchronize their speed together. But he says it's not really called a Baruch Hu. But Tzibah begins when he says the Kaddish. There's a Kaddish at the Ishtar. There's one Chiddush Rebbe, Moshe Leib Stassiver, when he used to daven for an Omid on Shabbos, that he would take over from Mishnah. There's like no more the Sheikh and I take over. If he did, he's not taking over. There's no Batsil at all. Batsil only begins off again when you say the Kaddish at the Ishtar. But still, our meaning is that someone does say Atla. So from that point on, should he say Atla? So he held that it's not right, of course, in his statement in Hagia. Yeah, that is not right. Mishmas is one long bracha. It's called Birchas Hashir and the Mishnah in stuff. One long bracha that begins with Mishmas and ends at the end of the Tzav. So what do you mean? You have a new Baal Shem switching in it with a bracha. That doesn't make sense. You should take over from the beginning of Mishmah. In special Negev. Some Rabban, on Shabbos, when there's some Chazan, when they started from the whole Mishmah. They had a whole Negev to say the whole Mishmah. But, Salama, so the Negev was asked this Kashe, why is it that our practices that we pause after davening, we go eat breakfast, you go to work, and then when you have a chance later on, you learn daf yomi, whatever, you come to a shiur, how can it be? Why aren't you required to recite another Birchas HaTorah? If the Yerushalmi says that we treat Birchas HaTorah like every other Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to have daf kishana latzah, you have to learn immediately following the reciting of the bracha. And if you didn't learn at all, or if you learned a little bit, then you pause, you add up, and then you pick up, and you continue to learn later, you have to recite the bracha again a second time. So well, we do that, so the answer is that we don't pass like that in Yerushalmi. Pass like the Babli. You hate Shivari, so the kind of one goes to Yerushalmi. Hold Moshe, well, I'm all right, the Babli doesn't say. So therefore, they talk without the Luma. You don't require that you should learn that for them. So in other words, he claims, is this what we discussed like the three claims in the first answer? He claims that we talk like the Babli holds that it's not only a difference that Birchas HaTorah is the right and Birchas Shara Mitzvah is only the Rabbana. Not just that this is the right and the Rabbana. The nature of the Mitzvah is different also. The other Birchas HaMitzvah is the Birchas HaMitzvah that has to be recited immediately, or even about the answer, immediately prior to doing the Mitzvah. And if you're mastic in between, you have to repeat the Brahma. Hashem came Birchas HaTorah is the right, but the whole nature of it is actually different. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's like a Birchas HaTorah for himself. You have to recite a Birchas HaTorah sometime every day before you begin to learn, and then that covers all of the learning for the whole day, and it's not at all in the nature of the Birchas HaMitzvah.
So why can't
you? And when the Chachamim want to start in... No, that's a Dizayin HaTorah. Hashem Birchas HaTorah Tzimah, that's a Dizayin HaTorah to learn without having recited the Birchas HaTorah before. That's what the Gemara says in the end of the Nidorim. That the prior teaching was called because they violated Avodah Zarah Gila Rashi Neshkut HaZan Ofenz Avodah by Sheni, the world Tzadikim. So why was the second Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Amel of the Horus, so the answer is here, and by the Novi Allah's Ram Eshtayrat, but not Allah's Ram Eshtayrat, but they were learning Torah. So the Gemara answer is because Ashal Abiyach of Asar Eshtayrat, what does that mean? So the Ram, on the side of the Gemara and the Torah, of course, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Chassid of Rabbeinu Yoina, that if a person learns Torah without reciting Birchas HaTorah, he's treating Torah like any secular discipline. And that's then proper. You have to demonstrate that this is a holy discipline that's required to recite the Birchas HaTorah in advance, otherwise it's considered a divine HaTorah.
Right. And I'm there are different sheets.
So the first thing, he gives Maraviv that if in God, the son of Bichat HaMitzvah, all on the Chachamim, when I said, Mitzvah Abad, and let them be Mishak and Bichat HaMitzvah. No, they were never Mishak and Bichat HaTerah, the Bichat HaMitzvah. They have it in their right to be Bichat HaTerah. The Bichat HaTerah, their right is the Terah, Bichat Shalach Vaido. Not the Terah, Bichat HaMitzvah. The time of the Chachamim, when they instituted, called the Tikkah Abad, came the right to speak in them, Mishak and Bichat HaMitzvah by all Mitzvahs. So when they're Mishak and by all Mitzvahs, they never bothered to be Mishak and Bichat HaMitzvah by Tama Terah. But Tamadar, you have a Bichas HaTerah, they're right to the Terah Shabbat Roido. So they never were mistaken in the Midrabanon that Bichas HaTerah is needed also the Terah Bichas HaMitzvah. So the person said Bichas HaTerah in the morning, and then he has a big Hapstok that's 10 hours, then he runs later at night. You don't treat it like a mitzvah that call a mitzvah school of Rach Alei Mavunachya. No. Here, he was raised to the Din of Bichas HaTerah, they're right to, that's all. There is no Din of Bichas HaMitzvah, the Rabban. What? Yeah, Taisus is going to discuss. Taisus now is assuming that Shana Latzah means more than that. Shana Latzah means whatever learning you did immediately following the Brichas HaTerah is covered with the bracha. But if you learned an hour now, then you have half second hour, then you learn an hour later, you should still need another bracha according to the Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi. But they said we don't follow the Yerushalmi. Now they give another answer, the Yod, another explanation, even if you can assume that there's no machlekes of the Bava in Yerushalmi, and maybe you should follow the Yerushalmi. If you only don't follow the Yerushalmi, there's some conflict with the Bava. Afilu, Nafiha Yerushalmi, even if you should assume that there's no machlekes, that he too zook, Dafka, Havarabo, the only time Yerushalmi requires Shana Lassari is, if you want Havarabo, I would tell him to substitute for the Bichas HaTerah. Why? So maybe you can draw for the Bichas HaTerah. The bracha of Abba Rabba wasn't instituted by the Chacham and Beteres Bichas HaTerah. It was instituted as a bracha Sholofaneho of Kriyashma. Dika Abba Rabba le Kriyashma Niskan. So Bishvilo, Eina Nisra, Bichas HaTerah, and can you mud the Yad? The Gamla Yad Tehes HaChadah said like this. If you really recite the Bichas HaTerah, as the Gemara has Rabbi Yechanan's Nusaf, Har Rab Hamnunas Nusaf, Har Shmuel's Nusaf, then that covers all the learning you're going to do all day long. But if you didn't recite Bichas HaTerah, you want your Abba Rabba to serve as a Bichas HaTerah, so then the Yerushalmi says that the Holy Service Bichas HaTerah with respect to the learning that you do right away. Why? Because the Chachamim want Misak and Abba Rabba for Kriyashma. Kriyashma you recite immediately following Abba Rabba. That's all part of Bichas Kriyashma. So they want Misak and that Abba Rabba should cover Talmud Torah that immediately following that Torah. But if you're going to learn a little bit, let's say after davening, that's what he's learning. You're going to learn a little bit right after the davening, right after the davening, learn a little Mishnah for an hour. And then he goes to work, and then at the end of the day, he learns again. And so he tells now, you'll have to recite another Mishnah. Yes. And other say, not like that, they say along these lines, but a little different, and a lot different. They say some comes from different. Abba Rabba was the second of the Bichas Kriyashma. One of the... You say Kriyashma, I'll say that, brother. If you wanted to serve as a Bichas HaTerah, you have to indicate, you have to demonstrate that you want this to serve as a Bichas HaTerah. It's not the Yikah that Abba Rabba is supposed to serve, but if you will be Shon Al-Azhar, then Abba Rabba will serve as a Bichas HaTerah, and then it will even cover the Lord of the Bichas 10 hours later. Not like Taisa says. Taisa says, even in the second answer, Taisa in the first answer says, we don't follow the Yishani spirit. We're talking about the Babli that you don't need Shon Al-Azhar. In the second answer, Bird Amiri, he says, that Yerushalmi only has this qualification with respect to Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba was Nisakin immediately prior to Kriyashma. So the Chachamim running Nisakin and it's a Bichas HaTerah with respect to the learning that you do immediately. With respect to the Torah you're going to do later, it won't help. Even though you were Shana Lassar. Even though you did learn right after Shachlis, and Abba Rabba covered that, but it won't cover the learning that you're going to learn after a long Hapsok. A third answer is give my other Mishanim is no, Gansum Zushar. Abba Rabba and Gansum a different story. If you're Shana Lassar, then you have converted it into Bichas HaTerah. Then it's good, even for the learning that you're going to do later in the day, just like Bichas HaTerah is good. In terms of it. They say, Abba Rabba was in the Yikara and Yisaka and there's a Bichas Kriyashma. What are the Bichas Kriyashma? Kriyashma you recite immediately following Abba Rabba, obviously, it's right after. So the Chacham is only Yisaka and this Abba Rabba as a Bichas HaTerah with respect to the learning that you do, Mamish Samech to the Drop. With respect to the learning that he does later, it will not serve as a Bichas HaTerah. It's not a Bichas HaTerah. They're saying the key of Bichas HaTerah. It's again like this. Bichas HaMitzvah, you have to recite immediately prior to doing the list. Birchas HaTorah and there is no such limitations as Mechavis. If you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and then you learn hours later, everything is covered. It's a different din. It's the right of the Rabbanim and the whole nation of the din is another din. Now they say, but Abba is not, was not composed by the Chachamim as the fulfillment of the Birchas HaTorah and the Raisa. The Abba Rabba treats like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. That's all. It's treated like a plain old Birchas HaMitzvah. So whatever learning you're going to do, Allah Shah, but we have to Hadar, but we have to, will be covered with our brother. Whatever learning you won't do, Allah Shah, will not be covered. And other Rishonim say a different part. That's what other Rishonim say. Our Rabbah can be elevated to the level of Birchas HaTorah if you will demonstrate by learning Allah Shah that you want it to serve as a Birchas HaTorah. And if you learn Allah Shah, then it will cover even the learning that you'll do later after the Lord after. It's really Birchas HaTorah. It can only serve as Birchas HaTorah if you demonstrate that you want it as such. Demonstrating, hey, Shana Lassa, and that's what the Vishyashu has done. But Shana Lassa will not be fulfilled by reciting Kriyashma, because we always say Kriyashma right after Avarabha. So that's not going to be, that's not an indication, that's not a demonstration that he wants something special, that he wants Avarabha to serve as a Bichas HaTor. Only if he's going to learn something, if he's going to be Mavi Sedra, or learn something in Mishnah, or Gemara, he's going to learn something unusual right after Tachman, immediately after Tachman, to demonstrate that he wants the Bichas Avarabha to serve as a Bichas HaTor. That's a good kasha. Tosfos has such a distinction, Rosh has such a similar kasha. He has the kasha like this. If Shana Lassa, you have to learn immediately following, and Kriyashma isn't over. Kriyashma doesn't count. Why not? Because that doesn't demonstrate. Every day you say Kriyashma, it's not right. It doesn't demonstrate. You have to begin to learn immediately after Tachman. What does that mean after Tachman? Still Chazal says it's 10-15 minutes later. But Mamsha has to have that. It's a very good question. This summer, what you have to answer the question is the following. What Tosfos and the Rosh discuss when you recite Kiddush. On a Yontif night, and you say, Yain Kiddush, Nera, Bela, Zman, sometimes. You say, somebody brought the machine. How do you drink the wine at the end? You were mocked in between the birth of Abdullah and with the Kiddush, with the Nera, with our brother. And he says, that's where I have only one that's talking to them, like what they did ahead. But let's break, you have to say over here also. Chavim said, right after Avraham, you have to say Kriyashma, and then you're not allowed to be mopped until after this one, and you got to say Tachman. You got to do all these things. So that was just a kind of punk. So the first available opportunity that a child to begin to learn is only after the Tachman. The Merema, that's not considered that. Shakash is better than that. It's not exactly the same as the Yeah, so therefore what? A real has to. Okay, even though that doesn't demonstrate anything. Could be, I think we mentioned last week that when Chaim was a little boy, he came by mitzvah. The father of Yeshiva told him that when you become by mitzvah, you come by mitzvah by Laila, anybody at the beginning of the day of the birth. He told him when he's on his mind, you should have in mind by Abba Salaam. Because the Birchas HaTorah that he said in the morning, even the Pati, that he wasn't very safe with the learning that he's going to do with life. Right? And Abba Salaam, he said, Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba, Abba Salaam, he said. Like Tosfos Akash, the Yim Taima, Maisha Mishuka, Shatov Avach, HaKotur, the Sud, Meshe Pasuka. What's the Akash now?
Every time you have another suda, you say another bracha leishu basuke.
When a person learns in the morning, he says that he learns. Then he goes to work, he learns again. Lunchtime, he learns his dafyami. Then after the work is over, he learns samua.
and then he has to stop and he learns more. So every time he begins to learn, he has to recite another bracha. He gets it. Why is Birchas HaTorah? The same is all about the Birchas HaMitzvah. And whenever you pause, then you see that person puts on tefillin. Imagine a person puts on tefillin once. If a person shakes a lulav in the morning, then he wants to shake a lulav in the afternoon, so Rashi kind of says you say a bracha the second time also. Rashi is calling you say the party. But we don't hold like that. We hold that there's no kiyum. There's no kiyum on mitzvah the second time you shake it. So you don't say bracha, there's no kiyum on mitzvah. But if a person makes tefillin a second time in the same day, it's supposed to call out. So then if he makes the same festival, he puts it on 5 hours later. An hour after he took it off in the morning. So he passed me and said another bracha. The second time he put it on, 10 times. I feel like, that's a problem by y'all. The Gemara says in Sukkah, I feel like, that's a problem by y'all. He put it on the same festival. He said bracha each time. Not bracha by y'all. Each time he has a key on this, he says the bracha. Oh, so that's the Tayshus there thing. The Tayshus here. So why should it be different? That's what we said. It's different because of why is it different? Vaishna. Why should it have a different for all other Birchas HaMitzvah? Why shouldn't it have a Birchas HaMitzvah? So I would have answered that the Chachamim, all Birchas HaMitzvah are under Rabbanu. The only Birchas HaMitzvah is the right is Birchas HaMitzvah. So I would have thought that when the Chachamim were, and I would have answered, when they're on the second Birchas HaMitzvah, the Birchas HaTorah is because Birchas Shalach Lo Yidoy. Not only that this is the right, this is the Rabbanu, the whole nature of the Bracha is different. So, and then whenever Mitzvah and a Birchas HaMitzvah on top of the Torah, because it already has a Bracha. The place is not the place to choose, they want to give an explanation. Why would they have a Mitzvah and Birchas? The Mitzvah and Kohan, this is Kulam Barak Alei Mala Oba Lam Tehachim. The one Mitzvah and a separate Birchas HaMitzvah, by Lulav and by Tzvitzis and by Shofar and by Tzvillin and by... So the second one general thing, Kulam Mitzvah, Kulam Barak Alei Mala Oba. So once they made that general universal Takana, why doesn't that Takana Chal also on Talmud Torah? Why shouldn't Talmud Torah also be governed with that, in addition to the bracha deraita that you recite the Torah Shelo Voidah, why not recite a bracha to the Rabbanon as well? So fine, if you're a master, can you learn again? You don't have to recite the Talmud and be the right of the recite the Rabbanon, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Why weren't they recycling, why isn't it covered with the regular dividend? It didn't have to be recycling separately every single mitzvah. It's covered automatically with the Birchas HaMitzvah. So why is it covered automatically? Why should the Mitzvah? So again, that's the message. That doesn't require a new Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaTorah because since the Chiyuv is to learn all day long and in the Yai's Dice and Kol Shalom Mechuyiv Lom, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Why? What sense is it
different? Oh, but Sukkah is the same as Tehillim, the same as everything. Whenever you repeat the same
thing.
They didn't walk out of the Sukkah. That's a funny case. If I was sitting in the Sukkah and all of a sudden the stock falls in. Someone else took the stock off. He's sitting there minding his own business and the whole Sukkah collapsed. And then they reconstruct, they rebuild the Sukkah. Then do you have to pay another bill? It's not considered a hashtag.
Who made a bracha on Talmud Torah the first time? The bracha is a vakim of a reason for the
Kolonah.
Yeah. So once you make a bracha, the Kolonah is included already. Even though you don't learn all day, that's maybe a failure of you, but it's not something missing from the mitzvah. You sent the bracha for the whole Magisa.
There are rules and regulations. There are certain mitzvahs that the Chachamim will never misak in a Birchas HaMitzvah. So some Rishayim seem to say, let's say the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. How come there's no bracha on Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem? So you can say there's no mitzvah on mitzvah. You can say there's no mitzvah on mitzvah. It's a king on mitzvah. Oh, another thing is no shiur. A mitzvah, that's a mitzvah in Shechet. A mitzvah to deers, that's all the time. All day, all night. A mitzvah in Shechet, they were never the second of this one. That's how some interpret it. They see, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah in Shechet. Even though the mitzvah, I don't fulfill Avet Hashem all day long. A lot of times I'm doing other things. Sometimes if you're on the plate, we don't exactly have Avet Hashem.
The minimum.
My
Shechet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 This general cloud, Kalamis is cool, Vakalay Mabalas Yashu, cannot have any application whatsoever to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah only has the Brachot Derayt, Sherech Reidah, doesn't have the Takana de Rabban, the Birchot HaMitzvah. Why not? Because in order to require Birchot HaMitzvah, has to be a mitzvah that sometimes you do, sometimes you don't do it. So when you do it, then you have to recite it. But it's a mitzvah to do it, a mitzvah to the Mashiach, it's all the time. Then no one ever mistake in a bracha
zechor. You shouldn't make
that grasp
the
question.
You
shouldn't make
a
little
bit.
Yeah, but you
say once in a lifetime.
You say once in a lifetime.
Yeah, but you're right.
So we assume. So whenever the Torah gives you a mitzvah to do and it doesn't say exactly what the shear is, so we assume that it's understood once a day, every day. That's how the cycle arrives regarding, let's say, duchenim. The Gemara says in the third character of Rosh Hashanah that Kohanim are required to duchen if they're called upon. If you don't call upon them, they're not required. Our practice is we only call our Kohanim on Yom Tov. But in Eretz Yisrael, when they call upon the Kohanim every day, so they're required to duchen every day once a day. What if you call upon them a second time? Let's say the Kohanim are busy, they go to work, whatever. And then in their office, they can say, hey, give me a bracha. The Mukhid, well, they won't give a bracha. I'll spend all the time telling us bracha. So the Gemara says, not Mukhid to give. Birchas Kohanim more than once a day, every day. Once you gave once, Birchas Kohanim is not Mukhid again. And the fact that if you have Shachris in Musaf that they do them twice in Eretz Yisrael, that's only the Rabbanu. The Nasser is not Mukhid to do them the second time. If the Duchen will be a key, my mitzvah, the Rabbanu the Omachayim, then that since the Chazan is repeating the Shemayat the second time, and you call upon them to the Mukhid and the Rabbanu to do them the second time, the Nasser is not Mukhid. Where did Mark get that idea that only once a day every day? Because the cycle of time, so that's understood. Whenever you have a mitzvah that you have to do a certain Tehula, and it doesn't say how often, so we assume that it means once a day every day. So I'm going to tell you, you have to learn a little bit once a day every day, Tehillim. We state that. So we usually assume that the late sermon every day, once a day, every day for a little bit of fun. They quoted that Mr. Rabbi Dovolo was not so convinced about that. Over the time that there's no reason that sermon once a day, every day, every single day of your life. Whenever you have free time, you should really eat less and you should really work for the life. And if you didn't work sermon one day, then you should come say, we're tomorrow, we're yesterday. But everybody else,
that's it.
On Kippur Av, why is there no bracha? There are a lot of mitzvahs that we don't say bracha. The Rambam calculates the cloud that there's no bracha on mitzvahs in the Rosh Hashanah. The question is, why not? Something makes sense if you're doing a special mitzvah in Adam Amar. If you're doing a mitzvah that really applies even to Nachrim, that the Nachrim will fulfill the mitzvah in Adam Amar, there will be a meaningful match also. So in the Nusach HaBracha that we recite is that we are special because we are Am Yisrael. Raman seems to hold that special Nusach HaBracha to the Shalom of Living Christ, this Yivanu, only applies to the Sittus, the Shem of the Shaker, the Zuzun, this kind of special Mitzvah in Adam Amar. This is Ram Mahaberi, he says right away, you know, if you hold that Shibra Abi Yeh, Mr. Before
the
that's the nature of Duchenim, whether it's a mitzvah in Aron Machaber. Duchenim is like this. The Rav used to point out, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, that all of the Tanan Lamarayim, who was there to live there, right all day, so the Talmidim asked him, Bameha Rachta Yorim, what did you do? So he said, so each one said a different, difference. They didn't say that he ran a mile every day and he was careful not to eat any, They didn't say that. Each one said he was mitzvah, he was mitzvah. One of them says that whenever he was duchen, he would always say a bracha before he duchen. So the Ne'iri and the Yishayim Macharina, of course, call him mitzvah, we're required to recite a birchas mitzvah before you do a mitzvah. So what's the rebusa? Why is he zecha tarichas yomim? So he followed what it says. When I put on the tablets, I said about when I put on the tongue. All the Jews do that. So that's what the Karanaira, the Nitzid, that's the Rebbe, the Nitzid in his beer on Meroy Mishnada, and that's the Mori, and Eren Amor, and the Saito says, he develops a whole cloud. I think we must discuss in the first time of Rebbe. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's fulfilled within the context of Rebbe, then the Chachamim will never miss out on a birchas mitzvah. For example,
You recite Kiddush on Friday night. You recite Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. So why don't you say Birchas Hamitzvah Shekedushanim Mitzvah Tzomer Lekadosh Et HaShabbos? Or let's say you recite Birchas Hamitzvah. Why don't you say Bracha Shekedushanim Jotzmer Lebarach Alam Ozen? But to say Hamitzvah before you eat is Birchas Hanenin is a Mitzvah Mitzvah Rabbanu Shekedushanim. Mitzvah Mitzvah Rabbanu Yotzeh Bracha. So why don't you say before you recite Birchas Hanenin, say Shekedushanim Mitzvah Tzomer Lebarach Alam Ozen, and then to say Hamitzvah Rahmanar. So Chahein Vachein, so the Rishonim give this answer to Rabbeinu Yoinen and others, and the first Zach Brachas is Rabbeinu Yoinen is a Balamar Rosh Hashanah. They say whenever you're fulfilling a mitzvah which itself is in the form of a Brachas, or in the context of Brachas, then the Chachamim would ever mistak in a Birchas HaMitzvah in connection with that. So the Baal HaMor in Rosh Hashanah gives another example. He says, the Zman HaTalmud that the only blue shayfer in the middle of Chazarat HaShad, the little blood tears in the Yusha of what we have, in between Kriyat HaTorah in Musaf, they only blew in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but since the blowing was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, sandwiched, yeah, the mouth of the Holy Shepherd, because the sandwich is in the middle of the Holy Shepherd. So he says, right, Bracha, so they never used to recite a Bracha, Mishmer Kol Shepherd. He says, in the days of the Gaonim, when they instituted the Tiyas, he said, because they started saying Piyutim, Langa Piyutim, Langa Davinim, and the Mubaras and Benikas of Kedis and the Chayim couldn't stay so long till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they had to go home early. So they're going to miss the Tiyas in this month. So they go in and institute it, so that they have to have Tiyas before Mubaras, because there are going to be people who are going to miss all the Tiyas. Once they instituted the Tiyas before Mubaras, then they have to have to say a Bracha, the Shema Kol Shoyfam. But the Zman HaGemar, they never want such a Bracha, right? Now, so the Nitzin explains. The Lord is fine with saying over that Nitzin. So he explains, because the Tiyas were fulfilled, I'll say to our brother, so you don't require a special Birchas HaMitzvah there. So the same is what the Netziv says there, the same is true regarding Duchanim. The Chachamim were mistaken that the Kohanim shouldn't stand Duchanim in the middle of Duchanim. The Kohanim should Duchanim in the middle of Chazaras HaShad, right before Tzvi Shabbat. So if it's with Chachamim to fulfill this mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim in the middle of Chazaras HaShad, so there's no requirement for Birchas HaMitzvah at all. Nikra did his own. So that's what he says, that the Vilas Chassidus, one of the Talmudim says, yes, he said he had this personal thing that whenever he would duch him, he would always say a bracha in advance. So the question is, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah, a person is carried away, he composes his own bracha. That's this all about. So the Mepharshim quote of Zohar, they quote on Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur, it says, when you give your children a bracha, in the matter of time, on the bottom of the page, when they quote all the Tzivishir Achreinim, they quote from the Zohar, that before you give a bracha to Adam a bracha, you should first give a bracha to the Eibishter, and then give to a bracha to Adam, because Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, when the Shem Ben Nayak was punished, he was a Kohen, his descendants were supposed to be the Kohanim, and the Kohuna was removed from him, because first he gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, and then he gave a bracha to the Rabbanu Shlomo. He was marked in the Birchas Hamitzvah, the Birchas Hamitzvah. And that's not proper. The proper thing is whenever you want to give a bracha to a Basu Adam, first you have to give a bracha to Akhir Bishbohu, and then you can give the bracha to the Basu Adam. And that's what the first thing that Akhir said, the Kapachayim, another soul. When you want to drink a toast, and you want to say Lachayim, so first you say Barker Agrofen, and take a sip. So you should have to leave a bracha, whatever you're drinking, and then take a sip. And then after you said your bracha and you took a sip, then you say Lachayim. So you say Lachayim first, is a bracha. What is bracha? Chaim is a bracha to a bracha with them. Then you're going to take the bracha and give him a bracha later. The bracha bracha over the champagne or the shakal over the snap. So you're going to shine the sega bracha. First you have to be marked in the bracha to Akhir Shmokhu. And only then you say the bracha to the bracha with them. So the Achayim right, the Nenerv Yom Kippur, when you want to give a bracha to your children and whenever you want to give a bracha to anybody. Those who have the practice, so they should first recite the quote from the Zohar. First you should say a pasuk that contains within it a theme of giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after that, then you can begin to give the bracha to the Basu Adam. So that's what some Achranim say is the nature of the bracha that the Kohanim recite before the Duchanim. Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushas HaShalom is one of the Achranim says, yeah, but it's not the same as Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushas HaShalom and that they say before Achilas Truma. The Rambam in the very end of Hilchas Truma is right. That the Kohanim is eating a loaf of bread. That's Truma says, Hamotzi Lachem in Ha'aretz. Like on Pesach and Ayin, you say, "Why are you going to say Shabbos?" So the Kohanim are eating a loaf of bread, or they're drinking wine. The Truma first to say, "Hamotzi Avorti Adrasan." Then you say, "Shabbos and Bishalos Shalom." It's before Alachidas Truma. Alachidas Truma. So here also, before they do, they should say Shabbos and Shalom, but it's not the same because the Duchening is recited in the context of Chazaras Hashad. So really, Mikra Din, it shouldn't require any Birchas HaMitzvah at all. the nature of this bracha is different. That the prophet, the Acheret requires it. Oh, you said a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gansan has a different kind of a bracha. So that's what the Mitzvah is claiming. That's why that was his name of Chassidus. The reciting of this bracha before Dochanim is not really the Torah's Birchas HaMitzvah, even though the Nusach is Asher Kedushan Bikdushot Shalom Mitzvivonu. It sounds like Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's still, it's not part of Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a different kind of a bracha.
Mother didn't make the bracha for himself.
And it's improper. Yeah, the others didn't do it. They violated the Midas Acher. He said, what right did he have to compose his own bracha? Was he the Asher Kedushan Bikdushot? I don't know. Who exactly was the one who composed this bracha? If it's not the Torah's Birchas
HaMitzvah. Oh, it says, rather than the Sanhedrin, we send a letter to the field that well, so he ordered
There is a rule for Hashem Zetanela that you have to have a bracha on every mitzvah. What should the Nusach HaBracha be? I mean, it would appear from the Gemara that even people after that Hashem Zetanela have a right to compose it. If there is a takon that you have to say a bracha, then you see you can add it, you can touch up the bracha a little bit. That was the Rajwa that we had on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Makam Shalom Ha'ach, and Asher Lekatna Son. So the Rajwa said that the consensus of the Rishonim is, you can add live whatever you want in the middle of Shmonet, in the middle of any bracha, as long as your bracha contains the main theme that Asher Tzadkara wanted to contain. Because as I say, you have to thank the Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Exactly what Mishnah says is no problem. You change. Yeah, that's a little different. There they said that in every bracha mishmaret you can add on. The Raj is saying different. You can even change the whole text of Rishayinu. You don't have to doctor say the nusach that Hashem says they go on the second. And you're going to say any nusach that contains the thing that they want you to say, and then you can add or take off whatever you want. It's a major difference. Yeah. But here, by the Duchening, they're saying the bracha on a mitzvah that doesn't require Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a bigger problem. It's not just that they're composing their own nusach. And Iker Adin, then it's interesting that there's not that kind of Birchas HaMitzvah on such a mitzvah. Yeah. It's about the Ger also could be that it's coming off in the street. But we say since the Takanas Chacham was to have Kiyah Sheikh in the middle of the Chazar HaShad, that's called the mitzvah of Seder Agra. That's what the mitzvah says the same regarding the Duchanim. The Takanas was to have Kiyah Sheikh in the middle of the Chazar HaShad. The conclusion of the Chazar HaShad. The Toshib Shad and Tayyip Tayyip is that whenever you have a mitzvah that has no specific man, it's not movable. It's a mitzvah to meet it. And a mitzvah to meet it. The Chachamim would never miss back in the drop. There's a Toshib Shad. No, the key is like it is possible physically to fulfill a mitzvah all the time. You have to sleep, you have to do other stuff and also. But the key is a key to meeting. Whenever there's free time, whenever a person is busy making parnasa, taking care of Sophia Brook, then it's not muqib to learn first. But theoretically, it's labor to do the kiyum on this one. It's also to do the kiyum. But theoretically, the kiyum exists really between us. Theoretically, the kiyum exists between us. It just ends. It's all demand when you have to do those things. Yeah. That's the part of Shat and Taitis. And Darshanim used to say Shat and Taitis differently. That's what someone mentioned last week. But that's our Derech Hadrash. That we don't say a bracha, Sheikh Shem Tzatzanu, I'll be great Torah, that's the Rabbi Kiv Eger. And the Gizan Hashad quotes that the Rif has a different Girisa, that you say, I'll be great Torah. We say the bracha, I'll take Girisa. Some say, he's our Derech Hadrash, that's not what it means. Last week, there is time that we do our ASIC, we do our business in accordance with the laws of the Torah. So all day long, halabai. So we, all day long, when a person is taking care of raising his children or doing business, whatever, everything he's doing is in accordance, he's not misguided from the learning, because he has to keep in mind that he does his business properly in accordance with the Dini HaTorah. And he shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, he shouldn't speak Milul Peh, he shouldn't violate any of the laws of the Torah. So the person is theoretically thinking and learning all day long. That's how Derech HaDrash. Not the Kiyash means that everything that he does all day long is Kiyam of Talmud Torah. But the Pashm Shad and Taisis I don't think is that. Pashm Shad and Taisis is that on a mitzvah Tadiris that has no Zman Mugo, the Chachamim never required a bracha. There's only a bracha that's only required when you're about to do a Maisa mitzvah. You have to have a Maisa mitzvah. We'll show that in a minute. Taisis continues to it. But Achila B'Sukkah, yeah, sure. Well, what does it mean that Achila B'Sukkah is not a Chiyuv Tadiris? Achila B'Sukkah is not a Chiyuv Tadiris. Sukkah is. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. No Chiyuv straight. When you go to sleep, their practice was they only said a bracha when they were about to eat. But don't go in. The Rishonim points out, Ligra Din, whenever you walk into a sukkah, you should really say a bracha, even if you're not going to eat anything. But the Taisis, and later on, the Maharam Gutenberg was the one who, the Maharam Gutenberg was the end of the Baliyah Taisis. He was sort of Kaveh Masner Minutes. He fixed it like that. And you only say the bracha, Leisha Basukkah, when you're about to eat. And the other, on eating a meal that you're going to think of the sukkah. If you eat a meal that you're not going to think of the sukkah, then again, you don't say the Rishon HaSukkah. If Hayyodim goes to the name of the Zulman Goyen, that the whole thing is Shvet. If you read it, you really say the Rishon HaSukkah when you just walk into the sukkah. You should really say when you walk into the sukkah.
So the Hayyodim claims, and the Dulevans didn't have that minute. One of them said, Leisha Basukkah, when you just walk into the sukkah. Hayyodim says, even those who have the minute like Taisus, like the Maharam Gutenberg, that you only say Leisha Basukkah when you're about to eat, up there, that's only the mashal, a person goes into the sukkah, breakfast time, he's going to eat breakfast. He says, Leisha Basukkah, right? He says, I'm looking at my notes, he says, Leisha Basukkah. What if, let's say he went to the office, and then he goes and he sits in the sukkah for an hour to learn his night, and he's not going to eat anything. He's going to sit in the sukkah for a few hours, and he's going to have a meal at 6 o'clock. He sits in the sukkah at 3 o'clock, and he's doing other things, doing work, he's going to learn, whatever, then he's going to eat the meal at 6 o'clock. So he should say the bracha of Leisha Basukkah until 6 o'clock to eat, and that bracha will be chal on all the 3 hours that he was sitting here. What if he's going to sit in the sukkah from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, then he's going to go down to Mincha Meiris, and then he's going to go eat supper in the sukkah. So he's going to sit in the sukkah for 3 hours, and he's not going to eat any food. Then the Chayyad, the Mishnah Brewer quotes, and then the Chayyad, and then he should say Leisha Basukkah, amen. Since the Ravnig is that we say Leisha Basukkah B'Shat Achilah. If you can say it till Shat Achilah, Chatsudah, and it will cover that whole Hamshach of Yeshiva the Sukkah. But you're going to say that till Shat Achilah will come out, and you didn't say Brock at all on this chunk of Yeshiva the Sukkah. So the Chayyad claims the Ki HaGavna is no meaning. That's what the Mishnah Brewer people, the people who follow everything that it says in the Mishnah Brewer, do like that tactic. And when you go into someone, you go visit someone, you have some tea and you have a cookie or something. So those, and then they're just going to sit for half an hour, then they're going to go somewhere else. They're just going to find out, so they're not going to eat a meal, they're not going to wash. So those who follow the Mishnah Brewer will say, Leisha Basukkah, because they don't plan to eat a Suda here. So the Chayyad says, then you should say the Brahma, Leisha Basukkah. Most people don't follow that Chayyad. Most people follow what it says in the text. They only say Leisha Basukkah, you're about to have a Suda. Why is that, Takif? Why is that? So the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam writes that when you say Kiddush on Sukkah, you should recite the Kiddush Bamida, standing up, because at the end of the Kiddush you say Leisha Basukkah, so you have to recite the bracha. I will ask you some, so you should sit there after you say Leisha Basukkah. So now Rambam, you can see that all year long, it sounds from now, all year long you used to sit the Kiddush on Shabbat Yom, to the exception of Sukkah, because you want to recite the Leisha Basukkah, I will ask you, that's what it sounds like he said. So the Rosh in Sukkah quotes that Rambam, and the Rosh is, that it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, Leisha Basukkah means to sit? What a person has a big sukkah and he's nervous, he walks around, he has trouble sitting, has back trouble, whatever, he walks around, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. He takes a harum in a big sukkah for a few hours, so he fulfills the mitzvah by being in the sukkah. But, Shekhar Shem Tassam, Leishi Basukkah, Basukkah Teishvu, means he should sit? No! Like he says, like he quotes the pasuk, Yeshu the Kaddish Yom in Rabbi. This is the Russian, but Yeshu the Kaddish Yom, they were sitting there. The Sakhu means a cover, that they stayed there. So Leishi Basukkah. Basukkah Seishu means, when he's Sakhe Basukkah, it doesn't mean to sit. He doesn't understand the Rambam at all. How does Rambam say that the bracha should be recited over Lati Yasam before you sit down? He doesn't think that that's correct. So the Taz on the side of Hilchos Sukkah, the side of the Arachayim, kind of on the Rambam, what is Hakadu Kabbalah?
Rambam understood that this is a Teshuv. The Rambam says, you sit down.
So the Taz explains what it is, and the Rambam said over the Hezbo and the Taz, that you only recite the, we said, let's see, what if I move into an apartment that has a mezuzah on it? I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah. So do you say a bracha shekirishan gelsano lazul babay sheishmo mezuzah? That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Rebbe Kivega writes in the Shulchan, never heard any Gdolim should say such a bracha. Lazul babay sheishmo mezuzah. Why not? So the answer is you only recite a bracha when you do a baita mitzvah. When there's no baita mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. That's what the Rav said, the Biyu and the Taz, the Biyu and the Rambam. But the Rambam holds you have to have a mice in the suya. No must speak that you have a maita mitzvah. You see, you can say like this, the Maitan Mitzvah is, as you're about to enter into the Sukkah, I should say, and then walk into the Sukkah. When I walk in, entering is the Maitan Mitzvah. But just walking in from here to there, and here there's a roof with walls, and there there's no roof with walls, so that's the Maitan Mitzvah walking in. It's a little flimsy. To shake a little, that's the Maitan Mitzvah. I'm not a Tatsil, and everything is a Maitan Mitzvah. Just to walk into the Sukkah is a little shock. But the Rambam Gehalten, that's the Tatsil, the Rambam Gehalten, that the Maitan Mitzvah, a solid Maitan is, when you sit down, before you're about to sit down, you're also the kind, there's a kima mitzvah, but that's a kima mitzvah like moving into a house that has a mezuzah on it. There's no mitzvah on mitzvah, so you don't say a bracha on that, roaming around in the circle. When you sit down, that's
so, but
there's the machine that
you're
saying,
because walking
around,
you have
to
walk here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what faithless
seems
to have extended this notion.
Maybe that's why some kitchens use all the time, that's the mitzvah.
Kissing the mezuzah. That's a chadid. That's based on the Mar Nabi Dezara says that when they came to arrest the uncle of Sadir, he was a Roman and he converted to become Jew against the law. So his uncle was the emperor, the Gemara says. So his uncle sent the police that they should arrest him, they should kill him. So when they first came, so he convinced them all to convert. Then he sent another group, the author convinced them all. He said, don't discuss anything with him. So he, uncle was open in conversation with them, the author convinced them to convert. And then the third time he sent soldiers, so he said, don't ask him any questions, don't listen to anything he says, just arrest him. So as he was walking out of the house, the uncle would put his hand, they didn't want to hear anything. So he was walking out of the house and put his hand on the mezuzah, doesn't say that he kissed him, just says, put his hand on the mezuzah, and then he said, what's that? He started to say, our religion, my religion is different from your religion, and your religion, the God is inside, and the guards, and the people have to watch the God inside. Our religion, we sleep in the house, and our God stands up, and he watches us. So the son is 12, and that religion, they also convert. Then the fourth time he sent the soldier, he said, don't listen, don't answer, just arrest him, don't do that again. So they finally arrested him in Moses. So based on that, he touched the mezuzah, the son is 12, but the minute is that we touched the mezuzah as we walk in the night. Then the later the minute developed, that you kissed the mezuzah. But that's not the original minute. It's the minute you just touched the mezuzah. To recognize, to remind you that it's there. I don't know if you can tell that that's a mighty mezuzah on the kima, this is a mezuzah. No, that's not a chalim, it's a mitzvah. I don't think that has to do with the kima. So the practice is that the Taisus minig, that Yoli, the minig that was concluded by the Malam Ritmer, the Taisus really had it. That you sit and sit all day long, you don't say Reish Masuk until you're about to eat the meal. Why? That's the Maitan Mitzuyam of Yeshiva Suk. Even though you're sitting along the lines of the Rambam, but even further like that. You don't recite the Brach as you're about to enter the Sukkah, like the Rosh Tainas, that's the Ovalach Yosam. So the Rambam telling him, that's not enough of a mice in the suya. So the Rambam says, what is a mice in the suya? Yeshiva, when you sit down, you have a yeshiva kevin, you're sitting up. So the Taisus has that meaning from the Rambam, but more than that, so the mice in the suya is only, it's only considered a mice in the suya. When you sit down, you're going to eat. When you're going to eat a suya de kriya. So if that's called a mice in the kriya, so sleeping should also be called a mice in the kriya. But the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat achilas aroi, so it's not still achilas kevanah. But shina, even shina aroi, ain't aroi with shina. The Gemara says shina, even if you just take a little nap, it's always called kevanah. The Taisha says, so why not recite a bracha when you go to sleep? The Taisha says, no. The Tzadim say, my hand on the bracha, you should masuk nishlam, but the bracha d'achila, shema bracha leishet par trachtai. Everything, he eats the supper, he says, where's my sukkah covered? He nami mishum, and what if he walked out after supper and then he came in to go to sleep? So going to say, so far she said, bracha, on the shina, what should we take? Why is it a bracha latova? Because there's no mice in the swing. You have to have a mice bikvir. Achila, the suit is mice bikvir, so sleeping is a mice bikvir. He may lay down, he may not fall asleep, so that's not called the Maishan.
Okay,
stop
here.
On the opening Rashi in Parshas Bahar, it's interesting, we always talk about Teremi Sinai. What exactly does that mean, Teremi Sinai? So we usually assume that it means that that the Rebbe Shlom gave the whole Teremi Moshe Rabbeinu High Sinai. Is that exactly true? But the Rambam and the Hagdama Tehunish point out it's not exactly true, that there were several dinim that were given later. The din of Pesach Sheni was clearly given later. The din of Yerusha was clearly given later. So several of the halachas were clearly not yet given at Har Sinai. It's not exactly true. So what do we mean that it's certainly seen? Usually people say, well, what we mean to say is that we are required, the tzibuyim, we are required to keep all the mitzvahs because of the bris that was made at Har Sinai. That's also not exactly true. Rashi points out our chumash based on the Gemara Shavuos that the bris at Har Sinai was only binding on the people who lived in that generation. And the fact that we today, the Doris HaBoyim, and the future generations are still obligated to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs because of the bris at Avis Maya. לא יתכם רק המלך יקרא את יצא ברית הזאת לתא וזה אשר יש לנו ברית אשר איננו פה זה לא שירה את מפה של סמצום זה מגמור אין שבוע זה תת גורד המדורת הבוע זה אותו סנת when we speak about Teremi Sinai it doesn't mean that the binding force of Teremi Sinai is on us today because of the bit that has been not true because of the bit that I've been met but really when we speak of Teremi Sinai the Gemara says in Brachas later that we mean a completely different thing that a person is obligated to learn Teremi the Torah in the same way that we learned the Torah at Har Sinai. I mean, Har Sinai was the aim of the year, the essence of the Ziyas, and all the future generations also, the Torah has to be learned. I mean, Har Sinai wasn't just a historical occurrence, a historical event. It was a historical event, plus a limud, a way to teach us that just like we learned Torah in such a fashion at that time, with big Yira Shemayim, they weren't kibitzing around, there were fires, and there was noise, and there was everything, it was in the name of the era. So to the Torah, we're not supposed to keep it around on the ground. It's supposed to be a very serious thing. So that's the Mikra Din, what it really means to Teremi Sinai. Rashi and the Din and Parshas Bahar just quotes the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shma. They quote Rabbi Kiva who says that all the Dinim that were given Har Sinai, not all the Dinim were given Har Sinai. Several of the Dinim were given only years later than Rambam points out, but whatever Dinim were given Har Sinai, the Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that they were given in their entirety. You shouldn't think like Rabbi Shmuel who disagrees. The Gemara has in the first Begin Chagiga a whole series of Tanaim hold like Rabbi Akiva and a whole series of Tashita. Around six Tanaim hold like Rabbi Akiva and a whole five, six Tanaim hold like Rabbi Shmuel. But the Nafkimin of the Dina. The Gemara has a few Nafkimin. So Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Rashi goes beginning of Parshas Zahar is that those Dina that were given in Har Sinai were given in their entirety. You shouldn't think that part of the Dina were given now and the rest were given during the 40 years of the Midbar and the rest were given in the Arvus Noyav. No. Those that were given in their entirety. But that's not what we say Teremi Sinai, we don't really mean that. We mean a different word, that the Torah should be learned with Darius in the same way it was learned at Har Sinai. Last week there was somebody here collecting for Kiryat Malachi. There are people interested in giving the envelope.